This message, the mighty God unveiled before us, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Monday evening, June 29, 1964, for the Full Gospel Businessman's Fellowship International Convention at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. Lombigo. UNkulunkulu lamandla wambulwa phambi kwethu ngomfo wethu William Marion Branham wachunyayelwa ngomvulo ntambama ngohlangula 29 1964 kumhlangano we Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Convention at Bellevue Stratford Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA.
Have a few scriptures written down I would like to speak to you from, and I trust that God will bless our feeble efforts.
Ngilembhalo emlutshwane elotshwe phansi engithanda ukukhuluma ngayo kini, futhi ngithemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzabusisa imizamo yethu ebuthakathaka.
Now, many people have wondered why we are so odd and so noisy. You know, this is kind of a type of a convention and what people are used to seeing. And usually everything is kind of a cut and dried form.
Manje abantu abaneng bayamangala. Kungani singajwayelekanga kangaka futhi silomsindo kangaka. Liyakwazi lolu luhlobo olwahlukileyo lombuthano kulalokho abantu ababejwayele ukulibona. Futhi ngenjwayelo yonke into yonke yenziwa ngokuhleliweyo.
But when we come to these conventions, which has been my privilege now for several years since we first started, we don't hardly know what we're going to do.
Kodwa nxa sibuya kule mbuthano okube lithuba lami manje okweminyaka ethile selokho yaqaliswa futhi singakwazi phosa ukuthi siza kwenza njani.
We just come and surrender ourselves. That's the only thing that we know to do. And God does the rest of it. So that makes us a very peculiar acting people.
Siyabuya nje futhi sizinikele ngokwethu iyo into kuphela esiyaziyo ukuyenza. Futhi uNkulunkulu wenza okunye kwakho konke. Ngakho kusenza sibili sibe ngabantu abenza ngokungajwayelekanga.
The other day, someone said, "You know, you people are really an oddball." And I said, "Well, I suppose we are."
Ngelinye ilanga omunye wathi, "Uyazi lina bantu ngalizwisiseke sibili." Ngathi, "How? Ngicabangela sinjalo."
And I remember one of the conventions, Brother Troy was telling me one time of a little German that said he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Futhi ngiyakhumbula enye imbuthano umfo wethu Troy wayengitshela kwesinye isikhathi ngomJerman omncane owathi kwemkela ubhapathizo kamoya engcwele.
And the next day in the shop where he was working he would raise his hands and praise the Lord and speak in tongues and just carry on awful.
Futhi ngosuku olulandelayo esitolo lapha sebenza khona wayephakamisa izandla zakhe futhi adumise inkosi futhi akhulume ngendimi futhi nje aqhubeke phambili okumangalisayo.
Finally, the boss came by and said, "Heine, what's the matter with you?" He said, "Oh, I got saved." He said, "My heart's just overflowing with joy."
Futhi ekugcineni umqatshi weza lapho futhi wathi, "Heine, kuyini uhlupho ngawe?" Wathi, "Oh, ngisindisiwe." Wathi inhliziyo yami iyaphuphuma ngentokozo.
He said, "Well, you must have been down with that bunch of nuts down there." He said, "Yes, glory to God. So thank the Lord for the nuts."
Wathi, "Awu, kufanele ukuthi ubungale phansi lalelo xuku elingamanuts afakwa amabhawudo ngale." Wathi, "Yebo, udumo kuNkulunkulu." Wathi, "Ayibongwe inkosi.
He said, You take the automobile, come down the road, said you take all the nuts out of it, you haven't got nothing but a bunch of yunk. And that's just about right, you know.
What? Uyathatha imota wehle ngomgwaqo. What? Ukhuphe wonke amanuts. Phandle kwayo, awusela lutho, kodwa inqwaba yento engelamsebenzi, futhi lokhu nje, khona nje phose kuyikho uyazi.
One day in California, I was going down the streets of Los Angeles, and I seen a man had a sign on his breast, and here...
Ngolunye usuku eCalifornia, ngangihamba ngisehla esitaladeni ze Los Angeles, futhi ngabona indoda yayile sibonakaliso esifubeni sayo lapha.
He said, I am a fool for Christ. And everybody was looking at him, and I noticed him turning around and looking after he passed by.
Futhi wathi, ngiyisiwula sika Kristu. Futhi wonke umuntu wayemkhangele. Futhi ngaba nanzelela, bechibilika njalo bekhangela ngemva esedlulile.
And I thought I would follow with the rest of them, and on his back he said, whose fool are you? I suppose we're all kind of odd one to the other, you know.
Futhi ngacabanga ngizalandela labanye bonke. Futhi emhlane wakhe wathi wena uyisiwula sikabani? Yebo ngicabangela sonke singani kasisusiseke omunye komunye uyazi.
But you know the world gets in such a rut. Something different makes it so odd to the people does think it's something's wrong. And usually God has to do something so unusual to get the people back to the Bible again.
Kodwa uyazi umhlaba uyangena ekwejwayeleni kakhulu kuze kuthi enye into eyahlukileyo ikwenza kungazwiseki ngitsho abantu baze bacabanga ukuthi enye into ethile yonakele futhi ngokwenjayelo uNkulunkulu kufanele enze into engajwayelekanga ukuze akuyisele abantu eBhayibhelini futhi.
I can imagine that Noah was kind of a nut to that scientific age that he lived in because they could prove there was no water in the skies.
Ngingathi ngiyambona uNoah ukuthi wayeluhlobo lwenathi kuleso skathi se science ayiphila kuso ngoba babengakutshengisa ukuthi akula manzi esibhakabhakeni.
But God said there would be some there, so Noah preaching and believing that he became a nut.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi liza kuba khona elinye khonapho ngakho uNoah echumayela njalo ekholwa lokho yena waba linathi.
And I'd imagine and when Moses went down in Egypt, he was kind of a nut to Pharaoh, but remember, Pharaoh was a nut to him too. So we realize that.
Futhi sengathi ngiyacabanga ukuthi lapho uMose sehla esiya eJipita, wayengathi uphambene kuFaro. Kodwa khumbula, uFaro wayephambene la kuye futhi. Ngakho ba siyananzelela lokho.
Even Jesus was considered a heretic. It's right. Martin Luther was a nut to the Catholic Church, and John Wesley was a nut to the Anglican.
Loba uJesu wayethathwa njengekholwa eliphambene lokukholwa okuyikho. Yikho sibili uMartin Luther wayephambene ebandleni leKatolika, futhi uJohn Wesley wayephambene kuAnglican.
It's about time for another nut, don't you think so?
Ngakho liyazi sokuyisikhathi somunye ophambeneyo. Alicabangi njalo na?
But before there can be a nut, you know there has to be a bolt first. Amen. The thread to it.
Kodwa kungakabi le nut, liyazi kumele kube le bawuto kuqala elokubophela kilo.
So, you know, Noah being a nut, he takes the nut, it pulls a bolt, pulls something together and holds something together.
Ngakho liyakwazi Noah elinathi wa gyathathi nathi lidonsa ibhawuto lidonsa enye into ndawonye futhi libambe enye into ndawonye.
So Noah was able to pull all that would believe into the ark out of the judgments for being a nut.
Ngakho uNoah wenelisa ukudonsela bonke ababengenelisa ukukholwa emkhunjini phandle kokwahlulelwa ngokuba linati.
We find out that Moses pulled the church out of Egypt by being a nut. That's right.
Siyathola ukuthi uMose wadonsa ibandla laphuma eJipita ngokuba ngophambeneyo yikho sibili.
I think we need a nut now to pull the bride out of the church. We need something now.
Ngiyacabanga sesifuna ophambeneyo manje. Ukudonsa umlobokazi aphume ebandleni. Sesifuna okuthile kathes omunye.
So we are very odd sort of people, and I thought tonight if the Lord was willing, I would try to read some scriptures pertaining to this and would speak to you just a few moments and try to show you why we are such an odd people.
Ngakho singabantu abangathi abazwisiseke. Futhi ngacabanga lobu busuku nxa inkosi ibithanda ngizazama ukubala imbhalo mayelana lalokho. Futhi ngikhulume kini okwesikhatshana esincane futhi ngizama ukulitshengisa kancane kungani singabantu abangazwisisekiyo.
Let us turn in the scriptures now to Philippians the 2nd chapter 1 and 8. 2 Corinthians 3:6. And let us read as we believe God's word.
Asivuleni embhalweni kathes kwabaseFiliphi sahluko 2:1-8. LabaseKorinte besibili 3:6. Futhi asibaleni lapho sikholwa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
Now, just before we read, let us bow our heads for prayer.
Futhi manje singakabali nje asikhothamseni amakhanda ethu ukuze sikhuleke.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed a privileged people tonight to be living in this age and see the things that we see going on and to know that the time is close at hand when Jesus will come for His church. All that thrills our hearts, Lord.
Baba osezulwini olomsa ngeqiniso singabantu abalenhlanhla kulobo busuku ukuba siphila kulesi sikhathi lokubona izinto esizibona ziqhubeka lokwazi ukuthi isikhathi sesisondele sesiseduze lapho uJesu ezabuya elanda ibandla lakhe. Oh, lokho kuyathabisa inhliziyo zethu Nkosi.
And as we pull back the pages tonight, we pray that you'll give us a context out of this text.
Futhi lapho siphendla emuva amakhasi lobo busuku, siyakhuleka ukuthi wena uzasipha indaba kulo umbhalo.
And may the Holy Spirit reveal to our hearts the things that would be good and pleasing to God, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Futhi makuthi umoya oyncwele ambule enhlizweni zethu izinto eziza kuba zinhle futhi zithokozisa kuNkulunkulu ngokuba siya kucela khona ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen.
You know, I'll ask you to do something. I usually ask some strange things and I hope I'm not asking anything too strange.
Liyakwazi ngikholwa ngizalicela ukuba lenze enye into ngijwayele ukucela izinto ezingajwayelekanga futhi ngithemba angiceli lutho olungajwayelekanga kakhulu.
But when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we all stand and the flag passes by, we stand which we should, and we stand to salute. Let's just stand to our feet while we read the word, if you will.
Kodwa nxa sinika inhlonipho kuflag sonke siyasukuma futhi ifleki isedlula siyasukuma lokho sifanele sikwenze futhi siyama sisalute asisukumeni nje sime ngezinyawo zethu lapho sibala ilizwi nqa lithanda.
2 Corinthians 3:6.
Abase Korinte besibili 3:6.
Who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit? For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life.
Yena osenze senelise ukuba izikhonzi zesivumelwano esitsha esingayisiso sokulotshiweyo kodwa esikamoya ngoba okulotshiweyo kuyabulala kodwa umoya uletha ukuphila.
But if the ministration of death written and engraved on stones is glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away.
Kodwa nxa inkonzo yokufa elotshiweyo futhi ebazwe ematsheni yayikhazimula kwaze kwathi abantwana bako-Israyeli behluleka ukukhangela kokuphela ubuso bukaMose ngenxa yenkazimulo yobuso bakhe leyo nkazimulo eyayingephelayo.
How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
Gambe inkonzo kamoya ayikuba le nkazimulo enkulu.
Or if the ministration of condemnation be glorious, such more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
Ngokuba nxa inkonzo yokulahlwa ibile nkazimulo ikakhulu inkonzo yokulunga yenza ibe lenkazimulo enkulu kakhulu.
Or even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reasons of the glory that excelleth far. If that which is done away was glorious, how or much more that which remaineth is glorious.
Ngokuba lalokho okwenziwa kwakhazimula kwaku ngelankazimulo kulokhu uba kulinganiswa lenkazimulo edlulileyo ngokuba nxa lokho okwaphelayo kulenkazimulo kanjani kumbe kakhulu kangakanani okumiyo kulenkazimulo.
Seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished.
Sibona ke ukuthi silethemba elingako sisebenzisa isibindi esikhulu ekukhulumeni. Futhi kasifani lo Mose owambuza ubuso bakhe ngesimbozo ukuze abantwana bako-Israyeli bengakhangela isiphetho sento enziwa yaphela.
But their minds were blinded, or until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
Kodwa ingqondo zabo zenziwa zangaboni ngoba kuze kube lamhlanje silokho singasuswanga isimbozo ekubalweni kwetestamente elidala leso isimbozo esisuswa kuKristu.
But even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
Kodwa kuze kube lamhlanje nxa kufundwa uMose isimbozo siphezu kwenhliziyo yabo.
Nevertheless, when it shall be turned to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Not now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Kodwa ke nxa iphendukela enkosini, isimbozo siyasuswa. Hatshi, manje inkosi ngumoya, lo futhi lapho okulomoya wenkosi khona.
But we all, with open faces, behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord, the changing unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Kodwa thina sonke ngobuso obembuliweyo siyakhangela njengesibukweni inkazimulo yenkosi ukuguqulelwa kusimo esifanayo kusukela enkazimulweni kusiya enkazimulweni njengoba kunje ngango moya wenkosi.
And in Philippians 2 we read this, beginning with the first and reading to the eighth verse.
futhi kwabase Philippi 2 sibala lokho siqala ngendima 1 futhi sibala sisiya kundima 8.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and one mind.
Nga kukhona ke ukukhuthazwa kuKristu, nga kukhona intuthuzo yothando, loba ubudlelwano bukamoya, loba kukhona isisa lesihawu, gcwalisana intokozo yami, ukuze libe ngqondonye, lilo thando lufanayo, linhliziyonye, lile ngqondonye.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
Lingenzi lutho ngokubangisana, kumbe ngokuziqenya, kodwa ngokuthobeka, liphakamise abanye sengathi bangcono kulani.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on things of others.
Ngulo lalo angakhangela okwakhe, kodwa ngulo lalo okwabanye.
Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Mawubekini lo mqondo owa ukhona futhi kuKristu Jesu owathi esesimensi kaNkulunkulu kanakanga ukuthi kuyikuphanga ukulingana loNkulunkulu.
But made of himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man.
Kodwa wazenza ngokwakhe ukungabi lodumo ethatha isimo senceku futhi wenziwa esimeni sabantu.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Futhi ebunjwe waba njengomuntu wazithoba futhi waba ngolalelayo kwaze kwaba sekufeni loba ukufa kwesiphambano.
Let us pray.
Asikhulekeni.
Heavenly Father, this great word that has been read tonight from thy holy writ, make it so real to our hearts that we will go from here like those going from Emmaus, saying, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the road? For we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Baba osezulwini, leli lizwi elikhulu elibaliweyo lobo busuku empalweni wakho ongcwele lenze lona libe qotho enhlizweni zethu ukuthi sisuke lapha njengalabo ababehamba bevela eMawusi besithi inhliziyo zethu zivuthanga na phakathi kwethu lapho yena ekhuluma lathi endleleni ngoba siyakucela ebizweni likaJesu. Amen. Lingahlala phansi.
Now, this is a very odd text, but I think it's very suiting for the occasion. I wanted to speak on the subject of the mighty God unveiled before us.
Manjege, longum palonga swisegiyo kakhulu, kodwa ngiyacabanga ukuthi uyavumelana lesikhathi bengifuna ukukhuluma ngodaba lokuthi uNkulunkulu olamandla wambulwa phambi kwethu.
Now, since there has been man, there has been a hunger in man's heart to find out where he came from and what's his reason of being here and where he's going.
Manje lokho kwaba khona umuntu, ikhona indlala enhlizweni yomuntu ukudinga ukuthi wavela ngapi lokuthi kuyini isizathu sakhe sokuba lapha futhi lalapho aya khona.
There's only one can answer that. That's the one who brought him here. And man has always wanted to see God.
Ukhona oyedwa kuphela ongaphendula lokho. Nguye lo owamletha la. Futhi umuntu uhleze efuna ukubona uNkulunkulu.
Back in the Old Testament, we find out that God veiled himself from unbelievers. God has a very odd way of dealing with people.
Emuva kuTestamente elidala, siyathola ukuthi uNkulunkulu wazimboza ngokwakhe kwabangakholwayo. UNkulunkulu lendlela engazwisekiyo sibili yokusebenza labantu.
He hides himself from the unbeliever and reveals himself to the believer. God does it.
Yena uyazifihla ngokwakhe kongakholwayo futhi azambule ngokwakhe kokholwayo. UNkulunkulu yakwenza lokho.
Jesus thanked the Father that he had hid these things from the wise and prudent and would reveal it to babes such as would learn.
UJesu wabonga ubaba ukuthi yena wayefihle lezi zinto kwabahlakaniphileyo labaqedisisayo futhi wakwambula khona kubantwana labo abangafunda.
So we find that God never changes in his nature and he's always doing his work the same.
Ngakho siyathola ukuthi uNkulunkulu kangeke aguquke emvelweni yakhe futhi yena uhleze senza umsebenzi wakhe ngokufanayo.
We find out in Malachi 3 he said, I am God and I change not. So he works in the same principle all the time.
Siyathola ukuthi kuMalachi 3 ukuthi wathi nginguNkulunkulu angiguquki. Ngakho usebenza ngesimo esifanayo sonke isikhathi.
Now we take one of the oldest books of the Bible. When Job, one of the most righteous men of his day, a perfect man in the laws of God, a servant, noble, honorable servant, even to God said, there's none like him in the earth.
Manje sithatha elinye lamabhuku amadala kakhulu eBhayibhelini lapho uJob omunye wamadoda alungileyo wosuku lwakhe indoda epheleleyo emthethweni kaNkulunkulu inceku isikhulu inceku ehloniphekayo kwaze kwathi lo uNkulunkulu waze wathi akakho ufanana laye emhlabeni.
But his desire one time to see God, he knew that there was a God and he felt that he would like to see him.
Kodwa isifiso sakhe kwesinye isikhathi ukubona uNkulunkulu. Wayekwazi ukuthi ukhona uNkulunkulu futhi wezwa kusithi afuna ukumbona yena.
Otherwise go to his house and knock on the door and say, I'd like to speak with you. Sit down, talk with him like we would with each other.
Kumbe ngeyinye indlela ahambe endlini yakhe aqoqode emnyango futhi athi ngithanda ukukhuluma lawe ahlale phansi akhulume laye. Njengalokho esingakwenza omunye lomunye.
We have an understanding. That's why we're in these conventions where we come together and express our thoughts and we understand one another better when we talk things over with each other.
Silakho ukuzwisisa. Yikho sikule imbuthano. Lapho esibuya ndawonye. Futhi sibonakalisa imicabango yethu. Futhi siyazwisisana omunye lomunye. Ngcono. Nga sikhulumisana ngezinto komunye lomunye.
Ministers do that. People of all walks of life do it. Talk things over.
Futhi abachumayeli bayakwenza lokho. Abantu bonke bohambo lonke lwempilo bayakwenza. Bayakhulumisana ngezinto.
Job, God was so real to him, he wanted to find out if he couldn't go knock at his door and have an interview with him.
Futhi uJobe uNkulunkulu wayeluqobo kuye. Wayefuna ukwazi nxa wayengeke ahambe aqoqode emnyango wakhe futhi abe lengxoxisano laye.
But we find out that God did speak to him, but he was veiled. He was veiled in a form of a whirlwind.
Kodwa siyathola ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakhuluma laye. Kodwa wayemboziwe. Wayemboziwe sesimen sesivungzane.
And he told Job to gird up his loins, he was going to speak to him like a man.
Futhi watshela uJobe ukuthi abophe inkalo zakhe. Waeza kulumala njongo muntu.
And he came down in a whirlwind and spoke to Job. And he was made known to Job through the whirlwind, yet he did not exactly see him.
Futi yena wehla esivungzaneni, futi wakuluma lo Jobe, futi wenza waziwa kuJobe ngesivungzani. Kodwa ke kazange ambone uQobo yena.
He could just hear the wind blowing and turning around in the trees, and the voice came out of the whirlwind, but God was veiled in the whirlwind.
Wayesizwa kuphela umoya uvunguza njalo uchebilika ubhoda esihlahleni, futhi ilizwi laphuma esivungzaneni, kodwa uNkulunkulu wayembozwe esivungzaneni.
We find down in Africa, South Africa, they use the word amoya, which means an unseen force.
Siyathola phansi eAfrika, South Africa, bayasebenzisa ibala elithi amoya, elicho amandla angabonakaliyo.
And this unseen force in the whirlwind had an audible voice that spoke out to Job, yet he never seen his form, but he was veiled to him by the whirlwind.
Futhi lawa mandla angabonakaliyo esivungzaneni ayelizwi elizwakalayo lona la khuluma lo Jobe, kodwa ke kazange abone isimo sakhe, kodwa yena wayemboziwe kuye ngesivungzane.
We find one of the great prophets of the Bible, Moses of the Old Testament, one of God's chosen, selected, predestined servants. He also desired to see him.
Siyathola omunye wabaprofeta bakhule eBhayibhelini, uMose owetestamente elidala, omunye wabakhethwa nguNkulunkulu abaqanjiweyo inceku ezimiselwe ngaphambili, laye wafisa ukumbona yena.
He'd been so close to him and had seen so many things of his great mystic hand going before him and doing things that only God could do.
Wayekade seduze laye kakhulu, futhi wayebonile izinto eziningi zesandla sakhe esikhulu esingabonakaliyo sihamba phambi kwakhe, futhi senza izinto ezenziwa nguNkulunkulu kuphela.
He desired to see him one day, and God told him, go stand on the rock.
Wafisa ukumbona yena ngolunye usuku, futhi uNkulunkulu wamtshela, hamba uye kumedwaleni.
And while standing on the rock, Moses seen him pass. He saw the back of him, and he said it looked like a man, a man's back.
Futhi esamile edwaleni, uMose wambona yena esedlula, wabona umhlane wakhe, futhi wathi kwakukhangeleka njengomuntu.
Yet he did not see God. He only seen the veil of God. The Bible said no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. So Moses saw him veiled as a man.
Kodwa ke kazange ambone uNkulunkulu, wabona kuphela isimbozo sikaNkulunkulu. IBhayibheli lathi akula muntu obone uNkulunkulu loba ngasiphi isikhathi, kodwa ozelweyo kuphela okababa umbonakalisile yena. Ngakho uMose wambona yena emboziwe njengomuntu.
We find that Jehovah of the Old Testament was just Jesus of the New Testament.
Siyathola ukuthi uJehova weTestamente elidala wayenguJesu weTestamente elitsha.
And Dr. Schofield here, we find that his word changing from form, we find the word morpha in Greek, which means the unseen was made visible.
Futhi uDr. Schofield lapha siyathola ukuthi ibala lakhe ukuguquka kusuka kusimo, siyathola ibala and morphi ngesiGreki, okutsho okungabonwayo kwenziwa kwabonakala.
Something that cannot, we know it's there, it cannot be seen, but yet We know that it's there.
Enye into engeke siyakwazi ikhona ingaba angeke ibone kodwa khona siyakwazi ukuthi ikhona.
And when he changed his form, the Martha, which means that he changed from supernatural to natural.
Futhi yena wathi eguqula isimo sakhe sokuba nguEnmorphi okutsho ukuthi waguquka esuka kwedlula imvelo esiya emvelweni.
And he just changed his mask. And otherwise, it's like a drama. He was acting in the Greek when they would change their mask. Maybe one player might have acted in several different parts.
Futhi yena nje watshintsha isimbozo sakhe ngezinye indlela kunjengomdlalo yena wayedlala futhi kusigreke lapho betshintsha isimbozo sabo mhlawumbe omunye adlale omunye umdlali engabe edlala ezindaweni ezithile ezehlukeneyo.
And my daughter present here, they just had at the high school a drama. And one boy that I know played about four parts.
Futhi indodakazi yami ekhona lapha babelawo nje esikolo esiphakemeyo umdlalo. Futhi omunye oyedwa umfana engimaziyo wadlala mhlawumbe ingxenye ezinye ezijiyeneyo.
But he would go behind the stage and change his mask in order to come out to impersonate another character.
Kodwa wayehamba ngemva kwestage atshintshe isimbozo sakhe ukuze enelise ukuphuma alingisele esinye isimilo.
Now, if you will take the Old Testament prophecies concerning what the Messiah was to be, you can compare it with the life of Jesus and you've got it exactly who Jesus was.
Gates nga ungathatha isiprofeto ze Testament elidala mayelana ngalokho uMessia ayeza kuba yikho ungakuqathanisa khona lempilo kaJesu futhi usutholile khona qathu ukuba uJesu wayengubani.
He was not just an ordinary man. He was God. And Martha, he was changed from the supernatural into the natural form of a man, yet he was God manifested in the flesh, veiled by a human fleshly veil.
Yena wayengasuye muntu kazana. Yena wayengunkulunkulu and morphe. Yena watshintshwa evela kokuphezulu kwemvelo esiya esimeni semvelo somuntu. Kodwa ke yena wayengunkulunkulu ebonakalisiwe enyameni emboziwe ngumuntu isimbozo senyama.
And you watch the Old Testament. I know that I'm speaking to a mixed up audience tonight from different parts of the world.
Futhi khangela iTestament elidala ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngikhuluma embuthwaneni oqubeneyo lobo busuku bevela ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo zomhlaba.
And we are here to find out what are we doing? Where are we getting to? What's happening? What does all this mean?
Futhi silapho kudingisisa. Tise senzani? Sikuyini? Lapho esiya khona kungapi? Kuyini okwenzakalayo? Kuthoni konke lokho?
And now we find in here that if you Jewish men and women and the rabbis and in the temple in the days gone by, if they'd watch the Bible, the prophecies, instead of the traditions, they would have recognized who Jesus was.
Futhi manje siyathola phakathi lapha ukuthi nxa lina madoda labafazi abangamaJuda labo rabbi ethempelini esukwini ezedluleyo nxa babe likhangela iBhayibheli iziprofethi ngaphandle kwemikhuba babeya kunanzelela ukuthi uJesu wayengubani.
They would have never called him Beelzebub. They would have never have crucified him. But it all had to act out. That's part of the drama. and they were blinded on this case.
Babenga soze bambize yena ngokuthi Beelzebub. Babenga soze bambethele yena kodwa kwakufanele konke kuphume kudlalwe iyo ingxenye yomdlalo futhi baphumputhekiswa kuleyo ndaba.
It's like many of you men and women here tonight, maybe my age or a little older, you remember here in America years ago before the Chinese.
Kunje ngabanengi lina madoda bafazi lapha lobo busuku mhlawumbe siyalingana kumbe libadala kancane. Liyakhumbula lapha eMelika iminyaka edluleyo ngaphambili amaChina.
My brother just introduced here that come on my mind when I was talking to him how that they couldn't speak English and they run the laundry.
Umfo wethu sanda kwaziswa nje lapha lokho kubuye engqondweni yami lapho ngikhuluma laye ukuthi babejwayele uku babengakhulumi isiNgisi. Futhi babe sebenza ukuwatsha isigqoko.
And you go to his laundry to get your laundry done. The Chinese laundryman would take a tag and would tear it in a certain way. You'd take one part of the tag, he'd take the other part.
Futhi ungaya lapho awatshela khona ukuze uwatshise. Amadoda eChina abawatshayo ayethatha itikiti futhi belidabule ngendlela ethile. Uyathatha eyinye ingxenye yetikiti, laye ethathe eyinye ingxenye.
But when you come back to claim your belongings, those two pieces of paper had the dovetail.
Kodwa nxa usuphenduka ukuzothatha okungokwakho, lezo ziqephu zamaphepha ezimbili kwakufanele zifanane.
And if it didn't dovetail just exactly right, you couldn't impersonate it in any way, because he had one piece and you had the other.
Futhi nxa zingazange zifanane qathu nje, wangeke ukulungisele khona loba ngayiphi indlela ngoba wayelesiqephu esinye lawe ulaso esinye.
And if it impersonated, then you had a right to claim what was yours. And then you got what belonged to you when you possess the other part of the contract.
Futhi nxa kulingiselwe ngakho wawulelungelo lokuthatha okungokwakho. Futhi ke usukutholile lokho obekungokwakho nxa ulayo eyinye ingxenye yesivumelwano.
So is it tonight? When we got the other part of the contract, when God tore his son into its Calvary and taken the body up for a sacrifice and sent the spirit down to us that once lived in a man, Jesus.
Ngakho kunjalo lobo busuku lapho sile inye ingxenye yesivumelwano lapho uNkulunkulu edabula indodana yakhe kabili eCalvary ephakamisa umzimba ukuba ngumhlatshelo futhi wathumela umoya phansi kithi owake wahlala emuntwini uJesu.
That same God is unveiled tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost. Those two pieces has to come together. Then you're part of the contract.
UNkulunkulu ofanayo umboziwe lobo busuku esimeni sikamoya ongcwele. Lezi ziqephu ezimbili ufanele zibuye endawonye ngakho usiyingxenye yesivumelwano.
God did this to be better known to man when he made himself man.
UNkulunkulu wakwenza lokho ukuthi aziwe ngcono ebantwini lapho yena ezenza umuntu ngokwakhe.
I was reading a story some years ago, and in this story it said a great noble king, I forget the name of him just now, I wasn't thinking about speaking of the story.
Ngangibala indaba iminyaka ethile edluleyo futhi kule indaba kwathi enkulu inkosi eyisikhulu ngiyalikhohlwa ibizo layo kathesi nje bengingacabangi ngokukhuluma mayelana ngalindaba.
Perhaps fiction, but it leads us to a point that gives us a background on what we want to say.
Yona mhlawumbe yayinganekwane kodwa iyazikhokhela emcijweni osipha isendlalelo kulokho esifuna ukukutsho.
This king, he was such a noble king and such a great lover of his subjects. But one day before his guard and his royalty, he said, today you see me for your last time for many years.
Linkosi yayiyinkosi eyisikhulu kangako futhi ithanda izikhonzi zayo. Kwaze kwathi ngolunye usuku phambi komlindi wayo labendlini yenkosi wathi, namhlanje liyangibona kokucina okweminyaka eminenge.
And his guard and his nobles said to him, good king, why do you say that? Are you going to a foreign country somewhere? You become an alien.
Futhi umlindi wakhe lezikhulu zakhe zathi kuye, Nkosi elungileyo, kungani usitsho njalo? Uya kwelinye ilizwe, kwenye indawo, uya kuba ngumfokazi.
He said, no, I'm staying right here. He said, I'm going out amongst my subjects. I'm going to become a peasant.
What hatch? Ngihlala khona la. Kuhle. Wathi ngiyaphandle phakathi kwezikhonzi zami. Ngiyakuba ngumuntukazana.
I'm going to cut wood with the wood chopper. I'm going to till the ground with the toiler. I am going to prune the vines with those who prune the vines.
Ngiyakuya gamula inkuni, lo mgamuli wenkuni. Ngizakuya kulima umhlabathi. Lesebenzi ngizakuya tena isivini lalabo abathena isivini.
I'm going to be one of them in order to get a better acquainted with what they are doing.
Ngizakuba ngomunye wabo ukuze ngazi ngcono ngalokho abakwenzayo.
And I love them and I want to be more acquainted with them personally. They won't know me, but yet I want to be acquainted with them in that way.
Futhi ngiyabathanda futhi ngifuna ukwazana labo uqobo lwami abasoze babengazi kodwa ngokunjalo ngifuna ukwazana labo ngaleyo indlela.
And the next morning when his delegates, all of his people seen him, or the ones who's in the palace, take off his crown and lay it down upon the seat, the throne, and take his robe off and put on peasant's clothes, walk out amongst the common people.
Futhi ukusa okulandelayo lapho abameli bakhe abantu bakhe bonke bembona kumbe labo ababe sesigodlweni ekhupha umqele wakhe futhi ewubeka phansi esihlalweni isihlalo sobukhosi futhi wakhupha sembatho sakhe futhi wagqoka impahla zomuntukazana wahamba phandle phakathi kwabantukazana.
Now in that little story we find out then about God.
Manje kuleyo indaba encane siyafumana ke ngoNkulunkulu.
They said to the king, said, king, we want you, we love you, we want you to remain king.
Bathi enkosini bathi, Nkosi siyakufuna, siyakuthanda, sifuna ube ulokho uyinkosi.
But he wanted to become one of them, to know them better, that they know him better, really what he was. It would display to them what he really was.
Kodwa wayefuna ukuba ngomnye wabo, ukuba bazi ngcono, ukuthi babemazi ngcono, sibili ukuthi wayeyini, khona kwakuzatshengisa kubo ukuthi yena wayeyini sibili.
And that's what God did. He changed himself from being Jehovah God to become one of us. Amen. That he might suffer, he might taste death, he might know what the sting of death was and take the penalty of death upon himself.
Futhi yikho uNkulunkulu akwenzayo, yena wazitshintsha ngwakhe, ekubeni nguJehova uNkulunkulu, ukuba ngomunye wethu, ukuthi yena ahlupheke, ukuthi yena anambithe ukufa, ukuthi yena abekwazi ukuthi luyini udozi lokufa futhi athathe isijeziso sokufa phezu kwakhe.
He laid aside his crown and his robe and became one of us.
Yena wabeka eceleni umqele wakhe wakhe futhi isembatho sakhe futhi waba ngomunye wethu.
He washed feet with the lowly. He dwelt in the tents with the poor. He slept in the woods and in the streets with those who were underprivileged.
Yena wageza inyawo kanye la kanye la bathobileyo. Yena wahlala ematendeni labayanga. Yena walala emhlabathini futhi lasestrateni lalabo ababengela mathuba.
He became one of us that he might understand us better and that we might understand him better.
Yena waba ngomunye wethu ukuze yena sizwisise ngcono futhi ukuze lathi simzwisise ngcono yena.
Now I think in that we find out that changing himself, what he did.
Manje ngiyacabanga kulokho siyathola ukutshintsha ngokwakhe lokho yena akwenzayo.
If you'll notice, he came in the name of three sons. He came in the name of the Son of Man, and in the Son of God, and the Son of David.
Nxa ungananzelela, yena wabuya ebizweni lamadodana amathathu. Yena wabuya ebizweni lendodana yomuntu, futhi lendodana kaNkulunkulu, futhi lendodaneni kaDavida.
He came as Son of Man. Now in Ezekiel 2:3, Jehovah himself called Ezekiel the prophet, the Son of Man. Son of Man means a prophet.
Yena wabuya njengendodana yomuntu. Manje kuEzekiel 2:3, uJehova ngokwakhe wabizwa Ezekiel umprofeti indodana yomuntu. Indodana yomuntu kutsho umprofeti.
He had to come that way to fulfill Deuteronomy 18:15, which Moses said, "The Lord your God shall raise up among you a prophet like unto me."
Yena wayefanele abuye ngayona leyo indlela ukugcwalisa uDeuteronomy 18:15 leyo uMose athi inkosi uNkulunkulu wenu iza kuphakamisa phakathi kwenu umprofeti onjengami.
He never called himself the Son of God. He referred to himself the Son of Man, because he had to come according to the Scripture.
Yena kazange wasibiza ngokuthi indodana kaNkulunkulu. Yena ngokwakhe wazitsho indodana yomuntu ngokuba kwakufanele abuye njengokutsho kombhalo.
See, he had to make those two pieces of torn paper, the Old Testament prophecy and his own character, to be exactly the same. So he come the Son of Man. Come in that form.
Bon. Yena kwakufanele enze lezo ziqephu ezimbili zamaphepha adatshilweyo isiprofeti setestamente elidala lesimilo sakhe ukuba ngokufanayo qathu. Ngakho yena wabuya indodana yomuntu wabuya kuleso simo.
Then we find after his death, burial, and resurrection, he came on the day of Pentecost as Son of God, God the Spirit, in the form Holy Ghost.
Ngakho siyathola ngemva kokufa kwakhe, ukungcwatshwa lokuvuka, wabuya yena ngosuku lwePentecost, njengendodana kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu, umoya esisimeni, umoya ongcwele.
What was he doing? He was changing himself, making himself known to his people in a different form.
Wayesenzani yena? Wayezitshintsha yena ngokwakhe, ezazisa ngokwakhe ebantwini bakhe ngesimo esahlukileyo.
Like the Holy Spirit, which is God, he came to deal through the church ages as Son of God, the Holy Spirit.
Njengo moya ongcwele onguNkulunkulu weza yena ukuzosebenza phakathi kwezikhathi zamabandla njengendodana kaNkulunkulu umoya ongcwele.
But in the millennium he comes as Son of David to sit on the throne of David, king. He was to take the throne of David. He's on the Father's throne now.
Kodwa kumillennium ubuya njengendodana kaDavida ukuzohlala esihlalweni sikaDavida inkosi yena wayefanele ukuthatha isihlalo sikaDavida use sihlalweni sikababa kaThese.
And then he said, he that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne as I've overcome and sat on my father's throne.
Futhi yena wathi lo onqobayo uzahlala lami esihlalweni sami njengoba lami nginqobile futhi ngahlala esihlalweni sikababa wami.
So he, in the millennium, he'll be son of David. What is it? The same God, all the time, just changing his mask.
Ngakho, yena ku millennium, uzakuba indodana kaDavida, kuyini, uNkulunkulu ofanayo, sonke isikhathi, nje etshintsha, isimbozo sakhe, sakhe.
I am to my wife a husband.
Ngingu kumfazi wami umyeni.
Did you notice the Syrophoenician woman said, "Thou son of David, have mercy"? He never even bothered him at all.
Ukunanzelele na umfazi weSirofenika wathi wena ndodana kaDavida woba lo Musa yena akazange ngitsho kwamhlupha yena la kancane.
She had no rights to call him that. She had no claims on him as son of David.
Wayengela malungelo okumbiza yena khonokho. Wayengela malungelo kuye njengendodana kaDavida.
He is the son of David to the Jew. And now he come, but when she called him Lord, he was her Lord. Then she got what she asked for. Now, as he's just changing himself.
Waye uyindodana kaDavida kumJuda. Futhi kathesi wabuya yena. Kodwa wathi embiza yena nkosi. Waye inkosi yakhe yena ngakho ke wathola lokho ayicela manje njengokuba uyazitshintsha nje ngokwakhe.
Now in my home I'm three different people. In my home my wife has claims on me as husband. My daughter out there, she doesn't have any claims on me as husband. I am her father.
Manje emzini wami ngingabantu abathathu abahlukileyo. Emzini wami umfazi wami ulelungelo kimi njengendoda. Indodakazi yami ngaphandle ngale kayila ngitsho ilungelo kimi njengendoda, ngingubaba wakhe.
And my little grandson there, I'm grandfather to him. So he has no right to call me father. I'm not his father. My son is his father. I am his grandfather. But I'm still the same man.
Futhi umzukulu wami omncinyane oyindodana lapha ngingubaba mkhulu kuye ngakho kala lungelo lokumbiza baba kangisuye baba wakhe indodana yami ngubaba wakhe mina ngingubaba mkhulu wakhe kodwa lokho ngingumuntu ofanayo.
And God, what he does, he just changes himself to become to that generation, to make known himself to that people.
Futhi uNkulunkulu lokho akwenzayo yena uyazitshintsha ngokwakhe ukuba kusizukulwane leso ukuzazisa ngokwakhe kulabo bantu.
And that's what we're here to find out tonight, and what way is God supposed to make himself known to this people and in this time.
Futhi yikho silapha ukuzokuba kwazi lobo busuku ngayiphi indlela okufuze uNkulunkulu azenze aziwe ngayo ngokwakhe ebantwini laba futhi kulesi isikhathi.
He changes his mask, he changes his act, but he doesn't change his disposition. He doesn't change his nature. He just changes his mask from one to another.
Yena uyatshintsha isimbozo sakhe. Uyatshintsha yena ukwenza kwakhe, kodwa akatshintshi isimilo sakhe. Akayiguquli imvelo yakhe. Yakhe imvelo utshintsha nje yena isimbozo sakhe kusukela kwesinye kusiya kwesinye.
He does it to reveal himself more plain to the people that they might know who he is and what he is.
Uyakwenza yena ukuzambula ngokwakhe okusobala kakhulu ebantwini ukuze babekwazi ukuthi yena ungubani lokuthi yena uyini.
In Hebrews 1, we read, God in sundry times and divers manners spake to the fathers through the prophets. But in this last days through His Son, Jesus.
Kuma Hebrew 1, siyabala. Unkulunkulu ngezikhathi zendulo, futhi la ngendlela eziningi, wakhuluma kubo khokho ngabaprofeti, kodwa kulezi izinsuku zokugcina ngendodana yakhe uJesu.
Now, the prophets, Jesus said, when He was here on earth, they were gods.
Manje aba prophet, uJesu wathi lapho yena, elapha emhlabeni, babe ngonkulunkulu.
You call those gods who the word of God came to and the scriptures cannot be broken, He said. Said, how you can condemn Him then when He's the Son of God?
Libiza labo onkulunkulu, labo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu eliza, kibo. Futhi impalo ayingeke yaphulwe wathi yena what lingamsola njani yena ke yena eyindodana kaNkuluNkulu.
See, the word of God is allotted to each age what it's to be, and Jesus was a fulfillment of all the prophecies.
Ubona ilizwi likaNkuluNkulu labelwe esikhathini sinye ngasinye lokho eliyakuba hikho, futhi uJesu wayeyikugcwaliseka kwazo zonke iziprofeta.
In Him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It was in Him.
Guye kuhlala ukugcwala konke ngobuNkulunkulu ngomzimba. Khona kwakukuye.
He was the one that was in Joseph. He was the one who was in Elijah. He was the one who was in Moses. He was the one who was in David, a rejected king.
Nguye lo owaye kuJosefa. Nguye yena lo owaye ku Elijah. Nguye yena lo owaye kuMose. Nguye yena lo owaye kuDavida, inkosi eyaliweyo.
His own people had rejected him as king. And he went out of the courtyards, a little afflicted fellow crawling around, did not like his government, his system, and he spit upon him.
Abantu bakhe babemyalile yena njengenkosi, futhi lapho ephuma phandle egcekeni omncinyane ogogekileyo umfanyana ekhasa ebhotha, kazangathande uhulumende wakhe uhlelo lwakhe, futhi wamkhafulela.
And the guard pulled his sword, said, but I'll leave that dog's head on him, spitting on my king. And David, maybe not realizing what he was doing at the time, but he was anointed.
Futhi omlindayo wahwatsha inkemba yakhe, wathi, ngingaliyekela na ikhanda lenja leyo likuyo likhafulela inkosi yami? Futhi uDavida mhlawumbe engananzeleli lokhu ayekwenza ngaleso isikhathi, kodwa wayegcotshiwe.
And he said, let him alone, God's told him to do this. And he climbed up on the hill and wept over Jerusalem, a rejected king.
Futhi wathi, mekeleni yedwa, uNkulunkulu mtshelile ukuthi akwenze lokho. Futhi waqansa phezu koqaqa, futhi wakhala phezu kweJerusalema, inkosi yaliweyo.
Did you notice a few hundred years from then, the son of David being spit upon in the streets and was on the hill, same mountain, looking down over Jerusalem, a rejected king, and cried, Jerusalem, how often I have hovered you as a hen did her brood, but you were not.
Linanzelele na. Amakhulu amalutshwana eminyaka kusukela lapho indodana kaDavida beyikhafulela ezitaladeni, futhi wayeseqaqeni intaba efanayo ekhangele phansi phezu kweJerusalema, inkosi eyaliweyo, futhi wakhala, Jerusalema, kanganani mina bengingakufukamela, kanganani njengesikhukhukazi sisenza kumatsiyane aso, kodwa wena walile.
He never changed his nature, because Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Akazanga kuqula imvelo yakhe, ngoba amaHebrew 13:8 wathi yena ungofana izolo lamhla laphakade.
God was made flesh in order to die to redeem us from sin. That's why he changed himself to be a man.
UNkulunkulu wenziwa waba inyama ukuze afe ukusihlenga thina esonweni, yikho wazitshintsha ngokwakhe ukuba ngumuntu.
We see in St. John 12:20, the Greeks had heard of him. Now there's no man can ever hear of him except their heart burns to see him, like Job and the prophets of old. They all want to see him.
Siyabona kuJohane ongcwele 12:20. AmaGreki babezwe ngaye. Manje akula muntu ongaveli ezwe ngaye ngaphandle inhliziyo zabo zivuthela ukumbona yena. Njengo Jobe laba prophet bakudala bonke babefuna ukumbona yena.
So this Greek came to see him. They came to Philip, which was a Bethesda, and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus."
Ngakho lumgreki wabuya ukuzombona yena. Babuya kuPhilip owaye ngowe Bethsaida but numzane sifuna ukubona uJesu.
The Greeks wanted to see him, but they were unable to see him because he was in the temple of his humanity. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
AmaGreki ayafuna ukumbona yena, kodwa behluleka ukumbona yena ngoba yena wayesethempelini lobuntu bakhe. UNkulunkulu waye kuKristu ebusana lomhlaba kuye.
Now we find that in this, these Greeks could not see him, and notice the very words that Jesus expressed to them afterwards.
Manje siyathola ukuthi kulokho lawa amaGreki ayengeke ambone yena, futhi nanzelela wona lawo amazwi uJesu awachoyo kibo ngemva kwalokho.
He said, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground, dies, it abides alone.
Yena wathi, ngaphandle uhlamvu lwengqoloyi luwele emhlabathini lufe luhlala lulodwa.
In other words, they would never be able to see him in the change, in the mask that he was in then, because he was veiled in human flesh.
Ngamanye amazwi, abasoze benelise ukumbona yena ekutshintsheni, esimbozweni leso yena ayephakathi kwaso, khonapho ngoba yena wayembozwe enyameni yomuntu.
But when this corn of wheat fell into the ground, then it would bring forth all races. He was sent to the Jews, of course, at that time. But this corn of wheat must fall.
Kodwa lwathi uhlamvu lwengqoloyi luwele emhlabathini, ngakho lona luzaletha zonke izizwe. Yena wayethunywe kumaJuda, yebo sibili, ngaleso sikhathi. Kodwa lolu uhlamvu lwengqoloyi lufanele luwe.
Veiled God in human flesh, hidden from unbelievers, but being revealed to believers.
UNkulunkulu omboziweyo esenyameni yomuntu efihle kwabangakholwayo kodwa esembulwa kumakholwa.
In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.
KuJohane 1, ekuqaleni kwakulilizwi, futhi ilizwi lalilonkulunkulu, futhi ilizwi lalingonkulunkulu, futhi ilizwi lenziwa inyama, futhi lahlala phakathi kwethu, futhi sambona yena ozelwe yedwa kaBaba egcwele umusa.
Now, in the beginning was a Word. A Word is a thought expressed.
Manje ekuqaleni kwakulilizwi, ilizwi lingumcabango obonakaliswayo.
In the beginning he wasn't even God. Now our English word today, God, means an object of worship.
Ekuqaleni yena wayengasuye la uNkulunkulu. Manje ibala lethu lesingisi lamhlanje, uNkulunkulu, litho into ekhonzwayo.
How confusing it is to the mind. You can make somebody a God. You can make anything a God.
Lokho kudidekisa kanjani engqondweni? Ungenza omunye umuntu abe ngunkulunkulu? Ungenza loba yini unkulunkulu?
But in the Old Testament, in Genesis 1, in the beginning God, the word is used Elohim. Elohim means the self-existing one.
Kodwa kuTestamente elidala, kuGenesis 1, ekuqaleni unkulunkulu. Ibala lisetshenzisiwe uElohim. UElohim kutshe oziphilela ngokwakhe.
What a difference the word Elohim is to our word God. Elohim means the self-existing one.
Lingumehluko onganani ibala uElohim ebaleni elithi uNkulunkulu. Elohim utsho oziphilela ngokwakhe.
We cannot be self-existing. We cannot be almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That Elohim expresses all of that. We cannot be that.
Angeke siziphilele ngokwethu. Angeke sibe lamandla wonke. Amandla angapheliyo ndawo yonke. Sazi konke. Lo Elohim ubonakalisa konke lokho. Angeke sibe yilokho.
The tree that you make a god out of, or the building, it's not self-existing.
Isihlahla osenza uNkulunkulu ngaso kumbe isakhiwo ka kuziphileli ngokwakho.
So God in the beginning was life, the eternal one. In him was attributes, and those attributes became words, and the word became flesh.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu ekuqaleni wayimpilo lo ongapheliyo. Kuye kwakuyizimilo futhi izimilo lezo zaba ngamazwi futhi ilizwi laba yinyama.
Jesus was a redeemer. And to redeem means to bring back. And if it has to bring it back, it had to be somewhere to be brought back to.
UJesu wayengumhlengi futhi ukuhlenga kutsho ukubuyisela. Nxa yena kufanele abuyisele khona bekufanele kube kwenye indawo okubuyisela kuyo.
So you see, all people will never be able to see it because all people wasn't in the beginning in God's thought. See?
Ngakho uyabona abantu bonke abasoze benelise ukukubona khona ngoba abantu bonke babengekho ekuqaleni emcabangeni kaNkulunkulu. Bona.
Look at the priest. When they see him express himself exactly with the word, what he was, they said it's Beelzebub. That showed where their nature was. It was in the modern thought of the day.
Khangela abaphristi lapho bembona yena ezibonakalisa ngokwakhe qathu lelizwi lokho yena ayehikho bathi nguBeelzebubi. Lokho kwatshengisa lapho okwakule mvelo yabo khona. Kwakusemcabangweni wosuku lwamanje.
But when the little prostitute that he met at the gate and told her, expressed his Messiah sign by telling her what she had done.
Kodwa lapho ihule elincinyane yena achayisana lalo esangweni futhi walitshela watshengisa isibonakaliso sakhe sobuMesiya ngokumtshela akwenzayo.
Well, she said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know the Messiah. When he comes, he will tell us all these things."
Kungani wathi, "Nomzana, ngiyabona ukuthi wena ungumprofeti. Thina siyakwazi uMesiya. Nxa yena esiza, uzasitshela yena zonke izinto lezi."
She was recognizing him as the Messiah, the anointed one, because he met the scripture qualifications.
Wayemnanzelela yena njengoMesiya lo ogcotshiweyo ngoba yena wayehambelana lemfanelo yombhalo.
Don't you see the two pieces of paper were coming together? We know that when the Messiah cometh.
Alikuboni na iziqephu zamaphepha ezimbili zaxhumana ndawonye. Wa thina siyakwazi lokho nxa uMesiya esiza.
Now, God might have had to interbreed this and that to get this certain ting of the bell like the motor.
Manje uNkulunkulu wayengabe emele ahlanganise lokho futhi lalokhuyana ukuthola ukukhenceza okuthile kwensimbi njengombumbi.
But when Jesus turned and said, "I am he that speaks with you," there was no such an expression as Beelzebub.
Kodwa uJesu wathi echebelika, wathi nginguye okhuluma lawe. Kwakungekho sitsho esinjengo Beelzebubi.
She left her water pot, ran into the city and said, "Come see a man who told me the things that I have done. Isn't this the very Messiah?" See?
Wachiya imbiza yakhe yamanzi. Wagijimela emzini futhi wathi, "Buyanibone indoda leyo engitshelileyo izinto engizenzileyo. Kayisuye lo uMesiya na, bona."
Now what did this putting the old scripture with the experience that Jesus was giving to her, What did it do? It made the Messiah.
Manje kuyini okwenza lokho? Ukubeka umbhalo omdala lesenzakalo lokho lokhu Jesu ayemnika khona kwenzani khona kwayenza uMesiya.
And did you notice quickly her sins were forgiven? Because at the beginning she was redeemable because she was in God's thinking at the beginning.
Futhi unanzelele masinya izono zakhe zathethelelwa ngoba ekuqaleni wayehlengeka ngoba wayesemcabangweni kaNkulunkulu ekuqaliseni.
So it redeemed her or brought her back when she seen the express scripture manifested of Jehovah, what he was, what he is.
Ngakho khona kwamhlenga kumbe kwambuyisa lapho ebona umbhalo obanakalisweyo usobala okaJehova lokhu ayehikho lokhu ayikho.
Now when Jesus came, if he had come with Noah's message, it wouldn't have worked. To build an ark and float out, it wouldn't have worked.
Manje lapho uJesu ebuya, nga wayengabe ebuye lombiko kaNoah, bekungeke kusebenze. Ukwakha umkhumbi futhi bandende kwakungasoze kusebenze.
But that Noah was a portion of God. He acted a peculiar way because he was peculiar. And his message was peculiar because it was the Word being made manifest.
Kodwa ukuthi uNoah wayesiqephu sikaNkulunkulu, wenza ngendlela engajwayelekanga, ngoba yena wayengajwayelekanga, futhi umbiko wakhe wawungajwayelekanga, ngoba kwakulilizwi lenziwa sobala.
He could not have come with Moses' message because it wouldn't have worked. Moses was God in a portion, a made manifest.
Yena wayengasoze abuye ngombiko kaMose ngoba kungasoze kusebenza. UMose wayengonkulunkulu ngesiqephu enziwe sobala.
He was the Word expressed for that hour. But Jesus could not come in that. The Bible never said he would come in that way.
Wayela leli lizwi elibonakalisiweyo lalelo hola, kodwa uJesu wayengeke abuye kulokho. IBhayibheli kalizange lathi uzabuya yena ngaleyo ndlela.
But when he came expressed exactly like the Testament had said he would be expressed, then all those who was redeemable believed it because they were the thoughts of God.
Kodwa lapho yena ebuya wabonakaliswa xathu njenge ngesivumelwano sasichilo yena uzatshengiswa. Ngakho ke bonke labo ababe hlengeka bakukholwa khona ngoba babe imicabango kaNkulunkulu.
The attributes of him at the beginning was made flesh and redeemable and was brought back to God.
Izimilo zakhe ekuqaleni zenzwa inyama futhi zahlengeka futhi zabuyiselwa kuNkulunkulu.
As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. Because they were redeemable. They were from the beginning in the expression.
Labo abanengi abamamukelayo yena bona wabapha yena amandla okuba ngamadodana kaNkulunkulu ngoba babehlengeka babevela ekuqaleni ekubonakalisweni.
If we could stop here a moment, if it would be possible, and think of that tonight, of the message of the hour, the express thoughts of Jehovah.
Nga thina singama lapho kwesikhatshana, nga kungabe kusenza, futhi sicabange ngalokho, lobo busuku, okombiko wehola, imicabango kaJehova ebonakalisiweyo.
Before the foundation of the world, we were told our names were put on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Phambili umhlaba ungakasekelwa, siyatshelwa amabizo ethu abekwe ebhukwini lokuphila lewundlu.
Then we can see the two sides, as I first said, why one is odd to the other. It must be that way. It always has been that way, and it always will be that way.
Ngakho sesingabona amacele wonke womabili. Njengoba ngitshilo kuqala, kungani omunye engajwayelekanga komunye khona kufanele kube yileyo ndlela khona bekunjalo kokuphela khona kuhlezi kokuphela kuyiyona leyo indlela futhi kuzohlala khona kokuphela kuyiyona leyo indlela
He was the word and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us
Yena wayelizwi futhi ilizwi lenziwa inyama futhi lahlala phakathi kwethu
Now God in back in the days of the Old Testament we find that after he had appeared to his people in different forms he veiled himself behind old badger skins God hiding behind badger skins at his mercy seat
Manje uNkulunkulu emva ensukwini zeTestament elidala siyathola ukuthi ngemva kokuba yena esebonakele ebantwini bakhe ngezimo ezijiyeneyo yena wazimboza ngokwakhe ngemva kwezikhumba zikamatswane ezindala uNkulunkulu ecathile ngemva kwezikhumba zikamatswane esihlalweni sakhe somusa
We find that how that Solomon when he dedicated the temple of the Lord and these badger skins was hanging there the veil how that he came in as a pillar of fire and as a cloud and went down behind there and veiled himself to the outside world
Sithola ukuthi kanjani uSolomon lapho enikele itempeli lenkosi futhi lalezi zikhumba zikamatswane zazi lengile lapha iveil ukuthi yena wabuya njani njengensiki yomlilo futhi la njengeyezi futhi wehla phansi ngemuva ngale futhi wazimboza ngokwakhe emhlabeni waphandla
but by faith Israel knew that he was back there They knew he was there regardless of what any of the heathen worlds had to say he was hid from the unbeliever.
Kodwa ngokukholwa uIsrayeli wayekwazi ukuthi yena wayekhona emva lapho. Babekwazi ukuthi yena wayekhona kungenandla ukuthi babeza kuthini loba yibaphi abomhlaba wamayedeni wayefihliwe kongakholwayo.
But the believer by faith knew he was back there. They had mercy and he was at his mercy seat which was a great secret.
Kodwa ikholwa ngokukholwa lalikwazi wayekhona yena emuva lapho. Babe lomusa futhi yena wayesesihlalweni sakhe somusa okwakuyimfihlo enkulu.
You know in the Old Testament to enter Behind that skin was death. Now to stay from behind it is death. Then to enter into his glory was death. Now to stay away from his glory is death.
Liyakwazi kuTestament elidala ukungena ngemva kwesikhumba leso kwakuyikufa. Manje ukuhlala ngemva kwaso yikufa. Ngaleso sikhathi kungena enkazimulweni yakhe kwakuyikufa manje ukuhlala khatshana kwenkazimulo yakhe yikufa
That happened of course at the rending of the veil at Calvary when the veil was rent the old veil
Lokho kwenzakala yebo sibili ekudabukeni kweveil e Calvary lapho iveil idabuka iveil lidala
Now to stay out of his presence is death Then to enter his presence was death. See, it changes back and forth, and you must find the scripture to see what day we're living in.
Manje ukuhlala phandle kobukho bakhe yikufa. Ngaleso sikhathi kungena ebukhoneni bakhe kwakuyikufa. Bona, kuyatshintsha emuva laphambili, futhi kufanele uthole umbhalo ukubona ukuthi yiluphi usuku esiphila kulo.
Now, when the veil was rent at Calvary, the mercy seat came into plain view. But what happened? It was hanging on Calvary, dripping in blood.
Manje lapho iveil litatshulwe Calvary, isihlalo somusa sabonakala egcekeni. Kodwa kuyini okwenzakalayo? Sona sasilenge Calvary, sisopha igazi.
as they had tucked blood year after year at the cleansing of the sanctuary and the sprinkling of the mercy seat.
Njengoba babethethe igazi umnyaka ngomnyaka ekuhlanzweni kwendawo engcwele futhi ekufafazweni kwesihlalo somusa.
There God with his great mighty stroke of lightning power split the old badger veil from top to bottom, and the mercy seat came into plain view.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ngamandla akhe amakhulu okuchaya kombani wadabulisa imbozo sikamatswane esidala kusukela phezulu kusiya phansi futhi isihlalo somusa saba sobala egcekeni.
The real genuine Lamb of God was hanging in plain view on Calvary. The real mercy seat. When God had paid the price himself.
Eluluqobo, iwundlu eliqotho likaNkulunkulu. Lali lengile libonakala egcekeni Calvary, isihlalo somusa soqobo lapho uNkulunkulu esebhadele inhlawulo ngokwakhe.
And become one of us. And it manifested himself as a man to get acquainted with us and we to be acquainted with him.
Futhi waba ngomunye wethu, futhi ngokwakhe wayezibonakalisile njengomuntu ukuze azane lathi, futhi lathi sazane laye.
The mercy seat was in plain view of all Israel on that day of the atonement.
Isihlalo somusa sasesobala egcekeni ku-Israyeli wonke ngalolo suku lokubuyisana.
But alas, the traditions of the church fathers in that day had, by their traditions, had veiled the true mercy seat from the people.
Kodwa maye imikhuba yabobaba bebandla ngalolo suku yayi ngemikhuba yabo yayimboze isihlalo somusa.
If they would have known the scripture, each piece would have come like the Chinese tag.
Nga babe wazile umbhalo isiqephu sinye sasizabuya njengetikitana lamaChina.
The Old Testament prophecy would have been fulfilled, and it was, and if they had been taught the scripture, they would have seen the mercy seat.
Isiprofeto seTestament elidala sasiza ku gcwaliseka futhi saba njalo futhi nxa babefundisiwe umbhalo babeza kubona isihlalo somusa.
As Moses said here, that to this day their veil is still over their hearts, they don't see it.
Njengomose wathi lapha ukuthi kuze kube lusuku lolo bamboziwe lokho kusenhlizweni zabo abakuboni khona.
But he was God, the suffering and the atonement, he was the genuine mercy seat standing in full view.
Kodwa yena wayenguNkulunkulu uhlupheka lokubuyisana wayeyiso isihlalo somusa esiqotho simile sibonakala sobala.
As we sang to him, lo, behold him in plain view, there he is, a mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two.
Njengoba sahlabela isihlabelelo, khangela mbone yena sobala egcekeni. Nango yena lapha, umnqobo lamandla. Selokhu yena wadabula iveil kabili.
See, he came the mercy seat hanging in clear view of the congregation. But them being under the popular opinion.
Bona, wabuya yena. Isihlalo somusa silengile sibonakala sobala ebandleni kodwa bona bengaphansi kombono wabanenge.
Now, men and women and delegates of this convention, I want to say this without respect to person, but in the view of today, in view of what we are here for today, I'm afraid that the traditions of the fathers, the church fathers, has hid this from too many people.
Manje madoda labafazi, lamalunga lombuthano, ngithanda ukusho lokho kungela ukuhlonipha umuntu. Kodwa ekuboneni kwalamhlanje, mayelana ngalokhu esukulandelapha lamuhla. Ngesaba ukuthi imkhuba yabo baba, obaba bebandla, ikufihlile lokhu ebantwini abanene.
Since the Holy Ghost has come in this last days is prophesied and the veil has been rent, too many people try to hang to their traditions of the fathers.
Selokhu umoya ongcwele wabuya kulezi izinsuku zokugcina njengoba kwaprofethwa futhi isimbozo sidatshuliwe, abantu abanenge bayazama ukulengela emkhubeni yabo yabo baba.
And that's why they can't see this extreme joy and peace and things that the church has today. Yet, it's in plain view of those who believe.
Futhi yikho bengeke babone le ntokozo eyedlulisileyo lokuthula lezinto ibandla elilazo namhlanje ngokunjalo kusobala egcekeni kulabo abakholwayo.
He hid the word. The promised word of this day. Now, the traditions has made a veil. They say that the days of miracles is past.
Yena wafihla ilizwi. Ilizwi elithenjisiweyo lalolo suku. Manje imikhuba yenze isimbozo. Bathi khona insuku zezimangalizo sezadlula.
A man spoke to me, a fine cultured gentleman in Tucson, Arizona, where I live. I'd had a meeting at the Ramada, and we'd been speaking at the businessman's convention where the Lord Jesus had come present and done great things.
Indoda yakhuluma lami ekahle unumzana ozinzileyo olembeko eTucson, Arizona, lapho engihlala khona. Ngangilomhlangano eRamada, futhi sasikhuluma emhlanganweni wamadoda angosomabhizimusi lapho. Inkosi uJesu eyabuya yaba khona futhi yenza izinto ezinkulu.
And this Christian gentleman came to me and he said, a minister of the church, fine man, and he said, Brother Branham, you are trying to project to the people an apostolic age. He said, and when the apostolic age has ceased.
Futhi lumnumzana ongumKristu wabuya kimi futhi wathi, umthumayelwe bandla indoda ekahle futhi wathi mfowethu Branham uzama ukwethula ebantwini isikhathi sabapostoli wathi futhi lapho isikhathi sabapostoli sona sesiphelile.
And I said, I pray thee my brother, show me when the apostolic age ceased in the scripture.
Futhi ngathi ngiyakucela mfowethu ngitshengise esaphela khona isikhathi sabapostoli empalweni.
I said the apostolic age began on the day of Pentecost. And as Peter said on the day of Pentecost, the promise is unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. When did it cease?
Ngathi isikhathi sabapostoli saqala ngosuku lwePentecost. Futhi sile uPetro wathi ngosuku lwePentecost isithembiso ngesenu labantwana benu futhi labo bonke abakhatshana lalabo abanenge inkosi uNkulunkulu wethu ezababiza kwaphela nini.
If God is still calling, then the apostolic age still is in session.
Nga uNkulunkulu elokho esabiza ngakho ke isikhathi sabapostoli lokho siqhubeka.
And so that is where the people try to blindfold so many people by the traditions of the elders, as it was then, and you fail to see why that the people are so elated and so enthused.
Futhike yikho lapha abantu abazama ukuvala amehlo abantu abanenge ngemikhuba yabo yabadala njengoba kwakuyikho ngale futhi wehluleke ukubona ukuthi kungani abantu bejabule kangaka njalo bethabile kangaka.
And these conventions are such an oddball, such a strange thing to other people. It's because that they see they broke through those barriers.
Futhi lumbuthano kayijwayelekanga into enje engazwisekiyo kwabanye abantu kungenxa yokuthi bayabona befohlela ngale kokuvimbileyo.
They broke through those veils into the presence of God, where they see the manifested promise of this hour made manifest before the people. They see what God promised.
Badabule phakathi kwesimbozo lezo bathuthele ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu lapha babona khona isithembiso esibonakalisiweyo saleli hola sibonakaliswa phambi kwabantu bayabona lokhu uNkulunkulu akuthembisayo.
In Joel 2:28, he promised that in these last days there would be a lot of rain poured out upon the people in the last days.
KuJoel 2:28, wathembisa yena ukuthi kulezi insuku zokugcina kuza kuba khona izulu lamuva lithululwa ebantwini ensukwini zokugcina.
I think the Greek word there is kenosis, which means that he emptied himself out, not in the way that we would say, like something was inside of somebody that he emptied out, but he poured himself out.
Ngiyacabanga ibala lesigreke lapho ngukenos elitsho ukuthi yena wazithulula ngokwakhe, hathi ngendlela yokuthi singathi njengokuthi enye into yayiphakathi komunye umuntu ukuthi yena wayikhupha. What was Tulula yena ngokwakhe?
He changed his imorpha. He changed from what he was to what he is.
Yena wakuqula owakhe uenmorphi. Yena wakuqula kulokhu ayehikho esiba kulokhu ayikho.
He never changes his nature. But on the day of Pentecost, he changed himself from being the Son of Man to the Son of God.
Yena gafi atshintsha imvelo yakhe, kodwa ngosuku lwePentecost yena waziguqula ngokwakhe ekubeni indodana yomuntu esiba indodana kaNkulunkulu.
He came not with the people, he came in the people. See, the same God to carry his ministry on through in this great age.
Wabuya yena hachi labantu, wabuya yena wangena ebantwini bona uNkulunkulu ofanayo ukuthwala intshumayelo yakhe iqhubekele phambili kulesi sikhathi esikhulu.
He prophesied in the Bible that there would come a day that would not be neither day or night, but in the evening time it should be light.
Yena waprofita eBhayibhelini ukuthi kuzakuza usuku olungasoze lube kumbe yimini loba ubusuku, kodwa ngesikhathi santambama kufuze kube ikukhanya.
Now the sun geographically rises in the east and sets in the west. It's the same sun all the time.
Manje ilanga ngokuma komhlaba liphuma empumalanga njalo lichona entshonalanga, lilanga elifanayo sonke isikhathi.
Now when the sun S-O-N revealed himself in the manifestation of the promised word to Israel, the eastern people.
Manje lapho indodana i-N-D-O-D-A-N-A ezembula ngokwayo ekubonakalisweni kwelizwi elithenjisiweyo ku-Israyeli abantu bempumalanga.
We've had a day of gloom. We've had enough light in the reformers and so forth to make churches and denominations and join them and come in and kiss the babies and marry the old and bury the dead and so forth and live in the church.
Sike saba losuku lokufiphala sibe lokukhanya okweneleyo kubaguquli futhi lokunjalo ukwenza amabandla futhi lezinhlanganiso futhi sowajoyina njalo sangena phakathi futhi lokuqabuza izingane lokuchadisa abadala njalo lokuncwaba abafileyo lokunjalo futhi siphile ebandleni.
But in the evening time, it shall be light, he said in the evening time, and no scripture can be broken.
Kodwa ngesikhathi santambama kuyakuba ikukhanya, yena wathi ngesikhathi santambama futhi akulambhalo ongephulwa.
And the same S-O-N that poured out himself, kenosis, on the day of Pentecost, promised to do the same thing in the evening time. See, it's according to the promise.
Futhi i-N-D-O-D-A-N-A efanayo eyazithulula ngokwayo Kenos ngosuku lwePentecost yathembisa ukwenza into efanayo ngesikhathi santambama. Bona kumayelana ngesithembiso.
Get the tag together. Look what's happening and look what he promised. Then you see where we are at. Get the thing together. You can see the unveiling of this great and mighty one.
Hlanganisa itikiti ndawonye. Khangela okwenzakalayo. Futhi khangela lokho yena akuthembisayo. Ngakho uzabona lapho esesikhona. Hlanganisa linto ndawonye. Ungabona ukwanjula kwalo omkhulu futhi ongusomandla.
Traditions has blinded the people again to these great things that's been prophesied.
Imikhuba impumputekise abantu futhi kulezi zinto ezinkulu eziprofitiweyo.
Moses, when he came forth from the mountain which was on fire, how beautiful the illustration.
Umosi wathi siza evela entabeni eyayivutha umlilo muhle kangakanani umfanekiso.
Moses had went down to Egypt and told the church fathers that the Lord God had to visit him in the name of I am.
Umose wayehambe ngaphansi eGipite futhi watshela obaba bebandla ukuthi inkosi uNkulunkulu yamvakatshela yena ebizweni lika nginguye.
That name is present tense, not I was, will be, but I am ever the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is present tense.
Lelo bizo lingelesikhathi sakathesi hathi nganye ngizakuba kodwa nginguye ohleli ongofanayo ofana izolo lamhla laphakade yena ukhona okwamanje.
That compares with Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
Yena lokhu kuqathaniswa lama Hebrews 13:8 uJesu Kristu ofanayo izolo lamhla laphakade.
It's still the prophesied word in the congregation that was to dovetail with that word, the experience of this day. The reformers had it. Oh, but this is another day. See what day we're living in.
Lok gulilizwe li profitweyo. Fut ibandla elaliza hlangana lalelo lizwi isenza galo salolo sugu. Abakuquli babelakho. Oh, kodwa lolu ngolunye usugu. Bon lusukubani esiphila kilo.
Just as he couldn't come in the days as he came on earth in the way that Moses came or any of the prophets came, it wasn't prophesied.
Njengoba yena wayengeke abuye ensukwini abuya ngazo yena emhlabeni ngendlela leyo uMose afika ngayo kumbe eyabuya loba kuphi wabaprofeti kwakungaprofetwanga.
And in this last days is prophesied to come this way. It can't come in the form of Luther's revival. It can't come in the form of Wesley revival. It's a restoration hour. It's a time that it must come back to the original sunlight. The original.
Futhi kulezi insuku zokugcina kuprofitiwe ukubuya ngale indlela. Angeke kubuye ngesimo semvuselelo kaLuther. Angeke kubuye ngesimo semvuselelo kaWesley. Lihola lokubuyisela. Isikhathi sokuthi kufanele kubuyele emuva ekuqaleni kokukhanya kwendodana okuqala.
Oh, how we could lay the scriptures in all that, and you theologians, what part of the world you're from, you know that that's true. It's a promise.
Oh, sesingayibeka kanjani impalo phakathi kulokho. Futhi lina bosiyazi bezenkolo livela kuyiphi ingxenye yomhlaba liyakwazi ukuthi lokho kuliqiniso kuyisithembiso.
That's what makes the people so odd. That's what makes the oddballs that you call them.
Yikho kwenza abantu bengajwayeleki kangaka. Yikho kwenza abantu abangajwayelekanga elibabiza khona.
It's because the veil has been opened from the traditions and they see it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Kungokuba baku isimbozo sesivuliwe emkhubeni futhi bayakubona khona ungofana izolo lamhlala phakade bona.
It's the promise of God. We cannot go against that because the scriptures cannot be broken.
Kuyi kuyisithembiso sikaNkulunkulu futhi ngezake simelane lalokho ngoba imbhalo ngeke yaphulwe.
Yes, we find that he promised that he had emptied himself into his people and he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Yep. Sithola ukuthi yena wathembisa lokho. Wayezithulile yena ngokwakhe ebantwini bakhe futhi yena ungofana izolo lamuhla laphakade.
Moses, after he went down into Egypt and declared this, then the Father vindicated his message by coming on Mount Sinai in the same pillar of fire and set the mountain on fire.
Umos ngemva kokuba esehambe phansi eJipite futhi wamemezela lokho ngakho ubaba waseqinisa umbiko wakhe ngokubuya entabeni uSinai ensikeni yomlilo efanayo walumathisa intaba ngomlilo.
Did we notice the one he had given the promise to, he brought him forth with the word.
Sinanzelele yini lo owayemnike isithembiso yena yena wamletha kanye lelizwi.
He had the commandments, and to have this commandment he had the commandments was the word.
Wayele milayo futhi ukuba lomlayo lowu kwakumele imilayo kwakulilizwi.
The word had never come to the people yet. So the word always comes to the prophet. And he was the prophet for that hour.
Ilizwi lalingakaze libuye ebantwini ngaphambilini. Ngakho ilizwi lihlezi libuya kumprofeti futhi wayengumprofeti walelo hola.
Like Jesus was the word. John was the prophet. And Jesus came to him in the water because the word always comes to the prophet without failure. The word comes to
njengokuthi uJesu wayeyilizwi uJohane wayengumprofeti futhi uJesu wabuya kuye emanzini ngoba ilizwi lihlala libuya kumprofeti kungela kwahluleka bona ilizwi libuya kikho.
So Moses, the word came to him, the commandments, and he had them.
Ngakho uMose ilizwi labuya kuye imlayo futhi wayelayo.
Now, while before the word was giving out and made manifest, Moses had to veil his face. Amen. For the word wasn't completely made manifest.
Manje ngenxa yani ngaphambi kokuba ilizwi linikezwe futhi libonakaliswe uMose kwakumele azimboze ubuso bakhe ngoba ilizwi lalinga kabonakaliswa ngokugcweleyo.
They know something had happened. But they didn't know what it was, the roaring and thundering to, they said, let Moses speak and not God.
Babakwazi ukuthi enye into yenzakele, kodwa kabazange babakwazi ukuthi kwakuyini, okubhongayo, lokudumayo. Baze bathi, akube nguMose okhulumayo, futhi hatshi uNkulunkulu.
And God said, well, I will do that. From this forth, I'll not appear like this no more. I'll send him a prophet. So I'll speak through my prophet.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wathi yebo ngizakwenza lokho kusukela kulokho kusiya angisoze mphinde ngibonakale kanje ngizabathumela umprofeti ngakho uza ngizakhuluma ngomprofeti wami.
Now if Moses with the natural law as Paul in 2 Corinthians sure has revealed to us had the veil's faith with the natural, how much more will the spiritual be glorious and veil to the unbeliever before it's made manifest to him?
Manje nxa uMose elomlayo wemvelo njengo Paulo kwabase Korinte besibili lapha uyambulile kithi kwakufanele amboze ubuso bakhe ngokwenyama kuyakuba lenkazimulo enenga ngakanani kukamoya futhi kumboziwe kongakholwayo ngaphambi kokwenziwa kubonakaliswe kuye.
How much more would they call if Moses was an oddball? How much more will they call you? Amen. Who's broke through the veil, has went into the pillar of fire, has come out with the blessing.
Baza kubiza okunenge kangakanani uMose wayengumuntu ongazwisekiyo. Bazalibiza okunenge kangakanani lina elafohlela phakathi kwesimbozo. Seliye ensikeni yomlilo laphuma kanye lesibusiso.
And now you are veiled. The people can't see it. They can't understand it.
Futhi kathesi limboziwe. Abantu abenelisi ukubona lokho. Abakuzwisisi lokho.
If the natural be glorious, how much more will the supernatural?
Nga okwemvelo kule nkazimulo. Kangakanani okuphezulu kwemvelo.
If the natural which had an end to it was to be glorious, how much more this which has no end to it will be glorious.
Nga okwemvelo okwakulesiphetho kukho kwakuza kuba lenkazimulo kakhulu kangakanani lokho okungela siphetho kukho kuyakuba lenkazimulo.
But still it's veiled. It's veiled not to the believer but to the unbeliever. He cannot see it. God always veils himself from the unbeliever.
Kodwa lakathesi khona kumboziwe. Kumboziwe khona hathi kukholwa. Kodwa ongakholwayo angeke akubone khona. UNkulunkulu uhlezi ezimboza ngokwakhe kongakholwayo.
Traditions hide it like they did then. They do it today.
Imikhuba iyakufihla khona. Njengalokho abakwenzayo ngale bayakwenza namhlanje.
That was a spiritual veil that we have now. Where the natural veil was, they're vindicated by the prophet with the written word, a prophesier, one who comes with the written word to make it plain.
Amen.
They know the word was there, but they didn't know what it meant, and Moses made it plain.
Leso okwakuyisimbozo sikamoya esilaso kathesi lapho isimbozo semvelo esasikhona. Kuyaqiniswa ngumprofeti kanye lelizwi elilotshiweyo. Oprofetayo lo obuya lelizwi elilotshiweyo ukwenza khona kube sobala. Babekwazi ilizwi lalikhona kodwa babengakwazi ukuthi litshoni. Futhi uMose walenza laba sobala lona.
He said the commandment says this and this is why. He made it plain. And before it was made plain, it was veiled.
Amen.
Yena wathi umlayo uthi lokho futhi kungenxa yalokho wakwenza kwaba sobala khona futhi khona kunga kenziwa sobala kwakumboziwe khona.
And so is it today. Veiled to the people until it's revealed and made plain to the people. God, the mighty God, veiled in human flesh, the Word. Notice, now we find out that it was hid to the unbeliever, but revealed to the believer. Notice, Moses had to enter this pillar of fire alone. No one could go with him.
Futhi ngakho kunjalo. Namhlanje kumboziwe ebantwini kuze kwambulwe khona futhi kwenziwe sobala ebantwini. UNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu lamandla emboziwe enyameni yabantu ilizwi. Nanzelela manje siyathola ukuthi khona kwakufihliwe kulo ongakholwayo kodwa kwambulwa kokholwayo. Nanzelela uMose kwakufanele angene kulinsika yomlilo yedwa akulomunye owaye ngahamba laye.
It was not it, what does that speak to us? That you don't come into this by joining a Pentecostal group.
Kwaku ngayisikho kwalokho kukhulumani kithi ukuthi awubuyi phakathi kwalokho ngokujoyina iqembu lama Pentecost.
See, he never revealed it to a group. He revealed it to an individual.
Amen.
And that's the way it is today.
Bon. Yena kazanga kwambule khona eqenjini. Yena wakwambula khona emuntwini oyedwa. Futhi yiyo indlela okuyiyo namuhla.
He said, I belong to a church. I belong to this. But that won't work.
Amen.
See?
Wena uthi, ngingowebandla, ngingowalokhu, kodwa lokhu, akusoze kusebenze bona.
And for anyone to try to follow Moses to impersonate it was death And so is it today, spiritual death to try to impersonate.
Futhi ukuba omunye azame ukulandela uMose ukukulingisela kwakuyikufa. Futhi ke kunjalo lamhlanje ukufa kukamoya ukuzama ukulingisela.
That's what's the night we're getting into. There's raising up amongst the groups carnal comparisons. Somebody try to act like it and live a different life.
Yilokho oku kulobo busuku siyangena kukho uphakama phakathi kwamaqembu ukulingisela okwenyama umunye uzama ukwenza njengakho futhi aphile impilo eyahlukileyo.
Can drink, can smoke. Women can live almost any way they want to. And like the world, and stay home and watch television and the things of the world and still call themselves Pentecostals.
Enganatha, engabhema, abesifazana, bangaphila loba yiphi, ikakhulu loba yiphi indlela abafuna ngayo, futhi njengomhlaba, futhi bahlale ngekhaya, babukele television, futhi lezinto zomhlaba, futhi belokho bezibiza ama Pentecosts.
They are trying to impersonate a genuine. It's never been revealed to them yet.
Bazama ukulingisela okuqotho, akuzange ngitsho kwambulwe kibo okwamanje.
When it is revealed, it's glorious, and something takes that out of you when you walk in there. You become a veil.
Nxa sokwambuliwe khona, kuyinkazimulo futhi enye into iyakhiphela phandle lokho kuwe. Lapo hamba ungena lapo.
It just won't work. And to impersonate it was dead.
Uba isimbozo. Kona ngeke ukusebenze nje. Futhi ukukulingisela khona. Kwakuyikufa.
Moses' veil, he was the living word to the people. And today, the people that are veiled are the same thing. They are written epistles. Read of all men. Not a new epistle, but the epistle that's been written, made manifest.
Isimbozo sika Mose, wayilizwi eliphilayo ebantwini. Futhi namhlanje abantu abambozweyo bayinto efanayo. Bazincwadi ezilotshiweyo, ezibalwa ngumuntu wonke. Athi incwadi entsha, kodwa incwadi elotshiweyo yenziwa yabonakaliswa.
It's those who believe the word and the promise of this day. That God is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. And that is written epistles.
Yilabo abakholwa ilizwi, futhi lesithembiso sosuku lolu, ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthulula umoya wakhe, phezu kwenyama yonke, futhi lokho zincwadi ezilotshiweyo.
And when a person tries to carnally impersonate that, it backfires. Your life shows what you are.
Futhi nxa umuntu ezama ngokwenyama ukulingisela lokho khona kuya monakalela impilo yakho iyatshengisa oyikho.
One time there was a boy, he'd gotten some trouble. He was a good boy, but he went to court and the judge said, I find you guilty. I must punish you to life in prison.
Kwesinye isikhathi kwaku lo mfana wayengena enkathazweni. Wayengumfana olungileyo. Kodwa wahamba emthethwandaba futhi umahluleli wathi ngikuthola ulecala kumele ngikujezise impilo yakho yonke entolongweni.
He said, I want to try my own case. He said, I want to go in upon my record. He said, you have no record. Your record is what's condemned you.
Wathi ngifuna ukuthetha indaba yami. Wathi ngifuna ukungena nge-record zami. What awula record, i-record yakho, yiyo ekuqalayo wena.
And that's the way it is today. The reason the church is not advanced like it should, it's the record, it's the lie.
Futhi yiyo indlela okuyiyo lamhlanje. Isizathu ibandla lingaphakama njengalokho okufanele libe yikho kuyi-record, kuyimpilo.
We must become more dedicated. We must believe every word of God. We must seek until that word is made real to us.
Amen.
See, the record is what keeps us from entering in.
Kumele sizinikele kakhulu. Kumele sikholwe lonke ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. kumele sidinge kuze kuthi ilizwi lelo lenze uqobo kithi. Bona bona i-record yiyo esimisayo ekungeneni phakathi.
But one time they let you get out of this loop in this same court. The boy had no money, he could not pay it off. The fine was weighing the thousands of dollars, but he had a big brother that came and paid it off for him.
Kodwa ngesinye isikhathi ukukususa kulesi sibopho kuona lo umthethwandaba ofanayo umfana wayengela imali wayengenelisi ukuyibhadala inhlawulo yayizinkulungwane zamadola kodwa waye lo mfo wabo omkhulu owabuya futhi wambhadalela yonke yena.
Now we've got a big brother, Jesus, the Son of God, and he come to pay it off for us if we'll just believe it and be able to enter into the veil with him. Like he is our Moses. Jesus is our Moses of today.
Manje silomfo wethu omkhulu uJesu indodana kaNkulunkulu futhi wabuya yena ukuzosibhadalela khona konke thina nxa nje singakukholwa khona futhi senelisi ukungena simbozweni laye njengokuthi yena unguMose wethu uJesu unguMose wethu walamuhla.
Moses' veil was a living word to the people. Today Jesus' veil is the living word to the people, that Jesus in the church.
UMose emboziwe wayelizwe eliphilayo ebantwini lamuhla uJesu emboziwe ulilizwe eliphilayo ebantwini ukuthi uJesu esebandleni.
The Holy Ghost, the Son of God, in the people, revealing the word by the promise of this day. Makes it just exactly. Same now.
Umoya ongcwele, indodana kaNkulunkulu, ebantwini, esambula ilizwi, ngesithembiso sosuku lolu, kukwenza nje khona qathu, okufanayo kathesi.
And remember, Moses did this and manifested this not to all the world, but to the Exodus people. Amen. Just one class of people. That was those who come out of the Exodus.
Futhi kumbula, uMose wakwenza lokho, futhi wakubonakalisa lokho, hathi emhlabeni wonke, kodwa ebantwini, abaphumayo, uhlobo olulodwa nje lwabantu. Kwakuyilabo abaphuma phandle ekuphumeni.
And today the Holy Spirit in the face of people who says divine healing is not right.
Futhi lamhlanje umoya ongcwele ebusweni babantu abathi ukusilisa kukaNkulunkulu akuqondanga.
One of us consulting a doctor called me the other day of a little lady, or there's been 4 or 5 cases there of laying just at the point of death giving hours, and the Holy Spirit healed him.
Ngathi ngibonana udokotela wangibiza ngolunye usuku mayelana ngelinye inini elincinyane okube lendaba mhlawumbe ezine ezinhlanu ngale elele nje eseduzane lokufa enika amahola njalo umoya ongcwele wabasilisa.
The doctor was questioned. He said, how can this be? Well, I said, that's my patient. I said, it was. But now it was God's. It's his subject now, see.
Udokotela wayekubuza lokho. Wathi kungaba njani lokho? Kungani? Wathi ngingi isigulane sami leso. Ngathi bekuyiso. Kodwa kathesi bekungesika uNkulunkulu. Isikhonzi sakhe kathesi bona.
And so you see the thing it is that God is calling an exodus. To come from behind the fleshly curtain, who tries to impersonate, who tries to join church. Not Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian all together, but Pentecostal churches.
Futhi ngakho, uyabona, into kuyiyo, uNkulunkulu ubiza ukuphuma, ukusuka ngemva kweketeni, lenyama, elizama ukulingisela, elizama ukujoyina ibandla, hachi Methodist, iBaptist, iPresbyterian ndawonye, kodwa amabandla amaPentecost.
It is an individual affair. It's you and God. You have to go in. Not your group, not your church, not your pastor, but it's you has to go in.
Indaba yomuntu ngamunye. Nguwe lo uNkulunkulu. Kufanele ungene phakathi. Hachi iqembu lakho, hachi ibandla lakho, hatch umelusi wakho kodwa nguwe kufanele ungene phakathi.
I want you to notice another characteristic of Moses. When he come out, yet being a prophet, being a great man that he was, when he come out with the word, the people saw that he was changed. Something had happened to him.
Ngifuna ukuba linanzelele sinye isimilo sikaMose lapho ephuma ngokunjalo engumprophet engumuntu omkhulu owayenguye wathi ebuya lelizwi abantu babona ukuthi wayetshintshile enye into yayenzakele kuye.
When he come out with the vindicated word of that hour, the commandments, he was a changed person.
Lapho ephuma phandle lelizwi lalelo hola eliqinisiweyo imlayo wasengumuntu otshintshileyo.
And so will you be. When you come from behind that human veil that would laugh at a meeting like this, that man who would stumble at divine healing and say the days of miracles is past.
Futhi lawe uza kuba njalo nxa uphuma ngemva kwaleso simbozo somuntu esiza hleka umhlangano onjengalo lo muntu oza kubeka ekusilisweni ngonkulunkulu njalo ethi insuku zezimangaliso sezedlula.
You drop from behind that human veil there, the traditional veil, and everybody will know something happened to you.
Usuwile khonapho ngemva kwaleso simbozo somuntu isimbozo semkhuba futhi umuntu wonke uza kuba kwazi ukuthi enye into yenzakele kuwe.
Like our honorable brother Jim Brown, imagine most Presbyterians knows that something happened to him because he come from behind a traditional veil.
Njengomfo wethu ohloniphekayo uJim Brown, ngiyacabanga nje iningi lama Presbyterian liyakwazi ukuthi enye into yenzakala kuye ngoba wasuka ngemva kwesimbozo somkhuba.
He saw something in the people that attracted him, and he came out from behind the veil.
Wabona enye into ebantwini lokho kwamkhanga futhi waphuma ngemva kwesimbozo.
When you come out from behind the veil, you'll be in full view of the people, then if they can see that something has happened to you.
Awu wena nga uphuma ngemva kwesimbozo uyakuba ubonakala sobala ngokugceleyo ebantwini khonapho ukuthi bangabona ukuthi enye into yenzakele kuwe.
The veil word to the unbeliever, but in full view of the believer, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ilizwi elimboziweyo kongakholwayo kodwa ekubonakaleni sobala okugceleyo kumkholwa uJesu Kristu ofanayo izulu lamuhla laphakade.
Then it was God. In them days it was God in a man, his son, Jesus Christ. We believe that.
Ngaleso sikhathi kwakunguNkulunkulu kulezo insuku kwakunguNkulunkulu emuntwini indodana yakhe uJesu Kristu siyakukholwa lokho.
Not just a prophet, not just an ordinary man, ordinary human.
Hathi nje umprophet, hathi nje umuntu kazana, umuntu ojwayelekileyo.
It was God in Christ. God in a man. The fullness of the Godhead bodily in a man. God in a man. Now it's God in man. The fullness of God in the Godhead bodily in his entire church. Manifesting himself. Fulfilling his word.
KwakunguNkulunkulu kuKristu. UNkulunkulu emuntwini. Ukugcwala kobu uNkulunkulu ngomzimba emuntwini. UNkulunkulu emuntwini manje uNkulunkulu ebantwini ukugcwala kukaNkulunkulu konke ebuthixweni ngomzimba ebandleni lakhe lonke ezibonakalisa ngokwakhe egcwalisa ilizwi lakhe.
Now we find God all ages has had skin on him. God has been hid behind a veil.
Manje siyathola uNkulunkulu izikhathi zonke ebele sikhumba kikho yena uNkulunkulu ebefihliwe ngemva kwesimbozo.
It just reminds me of a little story that happened down in the south. And so there's a Christian home.
Ngiyangikhumbuza nje ngeyinye indaba encinyane yenzakalayo phansi eningizimu futhi ke kwakule khaya lamaKristu.
And then in this Christian home, they believed God and they thought that God protected them from all troubles, in which he does.
Futhi kuleli khaya lamaKristu babekholwa uNkulunkulu. Futhi bacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayebavikela kuzo zonke inhlupho. Futhi lokho yena uyakuyenza.
And they had a little junior, a little boy about 7 or 8 years old, and he went to Sunday school and was a very fine little lad, but he was scared in a storm, especially when lightning was flashing.
Futhi babelo junior umncane. Umfana umncinyane oleminyaka phose ezikhombisa kumbe ezifica munwembili ubudala. Futhi wayesiya esikolweni sesonto futhi wayengumfanyana owayemuhle kakhulu kodwa wayesesaba esiphepheni ikakhulu nxa ubaneke umbane.
And I told this to a man the other day when this piece had come out about this man being healed. The same minister said, "They make a god out of you, Brother Branham."
Futhi ngatshela lokho komunye undoda ngelinye ilanga lapho isiqepheleso sesiphumile mayelana ngondoda lo esiliswa. Umthumayelo ofanayo wathi, "Bakwenza uNkulunkulu mfowethu Branham."
Well, he was a critic, so I thought I'd just kind of break it off just a little bit, not to hurt, you know, but just kind of.
Awu, wayengumcothozi. Ngakho ngacabanga ngiza uqamula nje kancinyane nje hathi ukuzwisa ubhlungu uyazi kodwa nje uku.
I said, is that too far from the scripture to be that? See, I said, no, it isn't. I said, because Jesus called prophets gods. That's right, God.
Ngathi lokho kukhatshana kakhulu na embhalweni ukuba yilokho bona. Ngathi hatshi kakusikho khatshana. Ngathi ngoba uJesu wababiza abaprofeti onkulunkulu bona lokho kuyikho uNkulunkulu.
And they say, well, you people try to take the place of God. That's not too far out. That's exactly what it is.
Amen.
It's exactly God manifested in flesh.
Amen.
Just as he promised.
Futhi bathi hawu lina bantu lizama ukuthatha indawo kaNkulunkulu. Akukho khatshana kaNkulunkulu. Yikho sibili okuyikho. Yikho sibili uNkulunkulu ebonakaliswe enyameni njengokuba yena wathembisa nje.
This little family, we find it. I told him this little story, which came to my mind just now, that one night it came up a storm, and mother said to Junior, said, now, you go on upstairs, son, and go to bed. He said, Mom, I'm scared. And he said, ain't nothing going to hurt you. Go on up and go to bed.
Limule encinyane siyayithola. Ngamtshela lindaba encinyane ebuya enqondweni yami nje kathesi. Ukuthi kobunye ubusuku kwabuya isiphepho futhi umama wathi kujunior wathi manje wena hamba phezulu estezi ndodana futhi uyelala. Wathi mama ngiyesaba watsho akula lutho oluza kulimaza qubeka uye phezulu futhi uyelala.
Little junior laid up there and the lightning flashing around the windows, and the little fella got so nervous he sticking his head under the cover, and he could still hear the lightning, or see the lightning flash on the windows and hear the thunder roar.
Ujinia omncane walala phezu konapho futhi lombano baneka konapho emafasteleni futhi lumfo omncinyane wethuka kakhulu wayebeka ikhanda lakhe ngaphansi kwengubo futhi wayelokhu esizwa umbane kumbe ebone umbane ubaneka emafasteleni futhi azwe umdumo ukhwaza.
So he said, Mama. And she said, what do you want, Junior? He said, come up here and sleep with me.
Ngakho wathi, Mama. Futhi wathi, ufunani, Junior? Wathi, buya phezu ngapha futhi ulale lami.
So she come up the steps like any good, loyal mother would. And she came up and she tucked little Junior in her arms and she said, Junior, Mother wishes to speak to you just a moment. Is that all right, Mama?
Ngakho waya eqansa isitezi. Njenga wonke olungileyo umama othembekileyo. Futhi waqansa phezulu futhi wasembeka uJunior omncane engalweni zakhe. Futhi wathi, Junior, umama ufisa ukukhuluma lawe okwesikhatshana nje. Wathi kulungile, Mama.
So now you must bear this in mind. We go to church constantly. We read the Bible. We pray. We are a Christian family. We believe in God.
What manje kufanele uhlale lalokho engqondweni. Siyahamba ebandleni izikhathi zonke. Siyabala iBhayibheli, siyakhuleka, siyimuli amaKristu, siyakholwa kuNkulunkulu.
And said we believe that in storms and whatever goes on, God is our protection.
Futhi what? Siyakholwa ukuthi phakathi kweziphepho futhi laloba yini enzakalayo, uNkulunkulu uyisivikelo sethu.
He said, Mama, I believe every bit of that. But say, when that lightning's so close, he said, I want a God with skin on it.
What? Mama, ngiyakholwa konke lokho. Kwalokho, kodwa what? Nga umbane lo useduze kakhulu. What? Ngifuna uNkulunkulu olesikhumba kukho.
So I think not only Junior, but all of us feel that way. When we get together, when we pray one for the other, God with skin on it.
Ngakho ngiyacabanga hathi kuphela kuJunior. Kodwa lathi sonke sizwa ngaleyo ndlela. Nxa sisiba ndawonye, nxa sikhulekelana omunye lamunye, uNkulunkulu olesikhumba kukho.
And we find out here that God has always had skin on him. When Moses seen him, he had skin on him. He looked like a man.
Futhi sithola ukuthi lapho uNkulunkulu uhleze lesikhumba kuye, lapho uMose embona yena wayelesikhumba kuye, ekhangeleka njengomuntu.
When God was behind the curtains, he had skin on him. And God tonight in his church is veiled in his church with skin on it. He's still the same God tonight. We find that.
Lapho uNkulunkulu emva kwamakhetheni wayelesikhumba kuye, futhi uNkulunkulu lobu busuku ebandleni lakhe umboziwe ebandleni lakhe ngesikhumba kukho. Lokho enguNkulunkulu ofanayo lobu busuku siyakuthola lokho.
But now as ever, the skin veil is what catches the traditions. They just can't believe it. That's God making them people act like that.
Kodwa manje, njenganini nanini, isimbozo sesikhumba siyiso esibamba emkhuba, angeke nje bakholwe ukuthi lo nguNkulunkulu owenza labo bantu bayenze njengalokho.
See, it's because God's veiled in his church. In skin on it. That's right.
Bona kungenxa yokuthi uNkulunkulu umboziwe ebandleni lakhe esikhumbeni kukho, yikho sibili.
He's hid from the unbeliever and revealed to the believer. Yes, sir.
Ufihliwe kongakholwayo futhi wambulwa kokholwayo. Yeyibona umzana.
Now, when the tradition veil of traditions of the elders and the word is broke through, oh, of course, today then comes in plain view. We see him. Deity again veiled in human flesh.
Manje nxa isimbozo sabo semkhuba, imikhuba yabadala futhi ilizwi lidatshulwa phakathi, oh, yebo sibili. Namhlanje besokusiza ekubonakaleni sobala. Siyambona yena ubuNkulunkulu futhi bomboziwe enyameni yomuntu.
Hebrews 1 said so. And also Genesis 18. You remember God was a man standing there eating and talking with Abraham and told what Sarah was doing in the tent behind it.
AmaHebrew 1 atsho njalo. Futhi njalo kuGenesis 18. Liyakhumbula uNkulunkulu wayengumuntu emile lapho esidla futhi ekhuluma lo Abraham futhi wakhuluma lokho uSarah ayekwenza etendeni ngemva kwalo.
And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Deity veiled again in human flesh.
Futhi uJesu wathi, njengoba kwaku njalo ngensuku zeSodoma, ngakho kuza kuba njalo ekubuyeni kwendodana yomuntu, ubuNkulunkulu bumboziwe futhi enyameni yomuntu.
Now remember, Jesus didn't say when the Son of God is being revealed. In Luke, the 17th chapter, I believe, and about the 21st verse, somewhere along there, he said, and when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Manje, kumbula, uJesu kazange athi nxa indodana kaNkulunkulu isembulwa. Kuluka isahluko 17 yakholo futhi mhlawumbe indima yes 20 21 kwenye indawo khonapho wathi futhi nga indodana yomuntu isembulwa.
The Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings, not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in his church again in the last days. We find that he promised that in God's promises.
Indodana yomuntu iphenduka ebandleni futhi esembulwa phakathi ebantwini, hatshi indodana kaNkulunkulu, kodwa indodana yomuntu futhi iphenduke ebandleni layo njalo ensukwini zokucina. Siyathola ukuthi wathembisa yena lokho ezithembisweni zikaNkulunkulu.
We notice another thing in the Old Testament. I have a scripture here in Exodus that the old badger skins, what did it do? It hid the glory of God from the people. The badger skins.
Siyananzelela enye into kuTestament elidala ngilombhalo lapha kuExodus ukuthi izikhumba zikamatswane ezindala zenzani? Zafihla inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ebantwini izikhumba zikamatswane.
The people couldn't see it because it was a skin that held it. The skin was, the glory of God was behind the skin.
Loba labantu babengakuboni khona ngoba kwakuyisikhumba esasivalile khona isikhumba sa inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu yayi ngemva kwesikhumba.
And now the glory of God is behind your skin. That's right. And the traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil where his word was.
Futhi manje inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ingemva kwesikhumba sakho. Lokho yikho futhi imkhuba ayikuboni khona kuphakathi kwesimbozo lapho ilizwi lakhe elalikhona.
What was on the inside of that skin back there, the old badger skins?
Kuyini okwakungaphakathi kwesikhumba leso emuva lapho isikhumba sikamatswane esidala?
Which there was no beauty we should desire. And when it was made flesh and dwelt among us, it was still no beauty we should desire.
Oko kuthi wakungela buhle ukuthi sifise yona, futhi lapho yona isenziwa inyama njalo ihlala phakathi kwethu, kwakulokhe kungela buhle ukuthi sifise yona.
And now the same thing is today. There's nothing in a man or a woman that can be desired. But what's in behind there? That's what it is.
Futhi kathesi into efanayo lamuhle akulanto kwesilisa kumbe kwesifazana engafiswa, yilokho okuphakathi ngemva lapho, yilokho okuyikho.
When you say that, fellow, I know he used to be a drunkard, he used to do this, I don't care what he used to do, what's hid behind that skin? What is behind there? That's what counts.
Awu wena uthi lumfu ngiyakwazi wayejwayela ukuba isidakwa, wayejwayela ukwenza lokho, angilandaba lokuthi wayejwayele ukukwenza. Kuyini okufihlwe ngemva kwesikhumba leso? Okufihlwe ngemva lapho yikho okubalwayo.
That's what the people is blinded. The skin blinds the people.
Yikho lokho abantu bamphumputhekiswa. Isikhumba siyaba phumputhekisa abantu.
See, they say, I remember that woman used to, I know what she used to, but what about now?
Bona. But ngiyakhumbula lapho lo owesifazana ejwayele ukuba, ngiyakwazi lokho ayejwayele ukwenza. Kodwa pho ke kathesi.
See, them skins that was once on a badger, but now it's hiding the glory of God. Got it housed behind it. It was on an animal, but now it's housing the glory of God.
Bona, zona lezo izikhumba ezake zaba kumatswane, kodwa manje zifihle inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu, zifihle yona ngemva kwakho. Zazise nyamazaneni kodwa kathesi zihlalise inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
And so can your skin be changed tonight to be made a housing place for God, God dwelling in humanity.
Futhi njalo singatshintshwa isikhumba sakho lobu busuku ukwenziwa indawo yokuhlala kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ehlala ebuntwini.
Not the old badger skins. We find out behind it was inside of there was the Word. In the Word, there also was the shewbread.
Kangela, izikhumba ezindala zikamatswane, siyathola ukuthi ngemva kwakuyiphakathi kwalapha kwakuyilizwi, futhi ilizwi kwakukhona njalo isinkwa sokubukisa.
The ark was sprinkled. And what was it? The Shekinah glory was in there.
umtshokotsho wafafazwa futhi kwakuyini inkazimulo yeShekhayina yayiphakathi lapho.
Now the word is a seed, and it cannot bring forth until the sun strikes it. The sun's got to be up on the seed to make it bear, to make it come forth.
Manje ilizwi liyimbewu, ngakho yona ayingezake ithele kuze kuthi indodana ichaye yona. Indodana kufanele ibe phezu kwembewu ukuyenza ithele yona, ukuyonza yona imini.
And that's the only way you take the word. See, take the word of God in your heart and walk into the Shekinah glory.
Futhi yiyo kuphela indlela. Uyathatha ilizwi, bona, thatha ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lingene enhlizweni yakho, futhi uhambe ungene enkazimulweni yeShekhayina.
And when you do, it'll bring shoe bread, manna, that's only given for our separated people. The only thing that can eat it, is permitted to eat it, is just the people who are permitted. It knows it.
Futhi nxa ukwenza, kuzaletha isinkwa sokubukisa. Imana leyo ephiwa kuphela ebantwini abahlukanisiweyo. Into kuphela engakudla, evunyelwe ukukudla, ngabantu nje abavunyelweyo, njalo laba kwaziyo khona.
Paul said you're changing from glory to glory. You see, finally it comes to its back to its original glory.
UPaulo wathi lapha, ukutshintsha kusuka enkazimulweni kusiya enkazimulweni. Uyabo? Ekugcineni iyabuya yona ize iphenduke enkazimulweni yayo yakuqala.
This is like a seed of a morning glory, the seed of a flower, it falls into the ground, a seed of corn falls in the ground.
Kunjengembewu eyenkazimulo kusasa, imbewu yeluba iyawela emhlabathini, imbewu yomumbu iyawela emhlabathini.
What's the first thing? It comes up and it's a little sprout. Then it goes to a tassel. Then from a tassel back to its original grain.
Kuyini into yokuqala iyamila yona futhi nje kulihlumela elincane bese kusiya kube isichakala ngakho kusuka esichakaleni kubiyele kuhlamvu yakuqala.
Well, that's exactly what the church has done. It come from Luther, Wesley, and now back to the original grain, back to its original glory, back to the glory it was at the beginning.
Awu hiko sibili ibandla elikwenzileyo lasuka livela kuLuther, Wesley futhi kaTess, selibuyela enhlamvini yakuqala, selibuyela enkazimulweni yalo yakuqala, selibuyela enkazimulweni ebe liyiyo ekuqaliseni.
The sun that rose in the east is the same sun that's manifesting the same thing in the west, changing from glory to glory.
Indodana ephakamayo empumalanga, indodana efanayo ebonakalisa izinto ezifanayo ngasentshonalanga. Kutshintsha enkazimulweni kusiya kwenye inkazimulo.
It changed from the pagan down into Luther, and from Luther down into Wesley, and from Wesley out into Pentecost, and on, changing from glory to glory, producing the hidden manna.
La tshintsha kusiyedeni. Lisehlela lisiya kuLuther futhi lisuka kuLuther lehla lisiya kuWesley lisuka kuWesley laphuma langena ePentecost futhi kusiya lokuya kutshintshe enkazimulweni kusiya enkazimulweni kuletha imana efihliweyo.
And now it's right to bring him back exactly like he was at the beginning. The same ministry, the same Jesus, the same power, the same Holy Ghost.
Futhi manje khona sokuvuthiwe ukumletha aphenduke yena sibili njengalokhu ayehikho ekuqaleni, intshumayelo yakhe efanayo, uJesu ofanayo, amandla afanayo, umoya ongcwele ofanayo.
The same one that come down on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that's manifested today from glory to glory to glory.
Lo ofanayo owabuya wehla ngosuku lwePentecost ngumoya ongcwele ofanayo obanakaliswa lamhlanje kusuka enkazimulweni kungena enkazimulweni kusiya enkazimulweni.
It's back to its original seat with the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the same signs, same wonders, same baptism, same kind of people acting the same way with the same power, the same sensation. It's from glory unto glory.
Futhi sokuphendukile kumbewu yakho yakuqala ngobhaphathizo lukamoya ongcwele lezibonakaliso ezifanayo izimanga ezifanayo, ubhaphathizo olufanayo, uhlobo lwabantu abafanayo, besenza ngendlela efanayo, langamandla afanayo, langemizwa efanayo, ngokusuka enkazimulweni kusiya enkazimulweni.
And the next will be changed from this glory into a body like his own glorious body where we shall see him. Abraham saw the same.
Futhi okuzalandela kuyakuba kutshintshwa kusukela kule inkazimulo kusiya emzimbeni onjengomzimba wakhe wenkazimulo lapho esezambona khona yena uAbraham wambona okufanayo.
Now notice, we see how it was changed. Since Calvary, we are invited to share his glory.
Manje nanzelela, siyabona ukuthi kwatshintshwa njani kusukela eCalvary, siyanxuswa ukwabelana inkazimulo yakhe.
Now in 1 Corinthians 12, we are baptized into his body. By one spirit, we are all baptized.
Manje kwabaseKorinte bakuqala 12, sibhaphathizelwe emzimbeni wakhe. Ngomoya munye sibhaphathizelwe sonke.
Not by one water, one spirit, we are all baptized. That's right. Now, and then we become part of him.
Hatshi ngamanzi manye, ngomoya munye sibhaphathiziwe sonke. Yikho lokho manje futhi ke siba ingxenye yakhe.
I hope I'm not keeping you too long. See, I hope I'm not.
Ngithemba kangilihlalisi isikhathi eside kakhulu. Bona, ngithemba kangenzi njalo.
But it's just like a great symphony that's playing out or acting out a drama.
Kodwa kunjengo kuhambelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleni kumbe bedlala idrama.
I don't know too much about symphonies or drama, but I was watching this play. I was talking about Carmen when my daughter and them was in it, and they were playing in this symphony in Carmen.
Ngangikwazi ukunenge ngokuhambelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleni kumbe imidlalo yamadrama. Kodwa bengibukele lumdlalo bengikhuluma ngoCarmen lapho indodakazi yami futhi labo bekukho futhi babe futhi bedlala kulokho ukuvumelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleni kuCarmen.
There's acting out. The music was acting out the same thing.
Babe semdlalweni icacu lala lalidlala into efanayo.
That's what it is when you're baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ.
Yiyo indlela okuyiyo nxa usubhaphathizwe ngumoya ongcwele kuKristu.
Now see, many of you have read or heard the story of the great Russian composer who composed Peter and the Wolf, and how they act that out on symbols and everything.
Manje, abone, abaningi benu libalile kumbe lezwa indaba yomlobi wengoma omkhulu waseRussia owaloba uPeter and the Wolf, futhi ukuthi yena babedlala lokhu emacacweni futhi lakho konke.
And anyone who knows the story that's reading it off of a paper and can hear that symphony, how it's acting that out, the drama, playing it out.
Foot, loba ngubani oyaziyo indaba, oyibalayo iphuma ephepheni, futhi angezwa lokhu kuvumelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleni ukuthi yenza njani lokhu kuphume idrama ukuyidlala.
Well, they know every change. They can look at you and see the change.
Kungani bayakwazi konke ukutshintsha. Bangakukhangela khona lapha futhi babone ukutshintsha kwakho.
But now what happens if the composer writes something and find out that it isn't just acted outright. We find out then that there's something that happens. There's something like him when we see them.
Kodwa manje kuyini okwenzakalayo nxa umlobi wengoma ebhala enye into futhi siyathola ukuthi awudlalanga kuhle. Siyathola ukuthi ke kukhona okunye okwenzakalayo, kukhona okunye okusilelayo nxa sibabona.
He who composed it is made it up and wrote it out, and then the symphony is playing it, hits a wrong note. There's something wrong. The director gave the wrong motion.
Lo okulobileyo ukwenzile futhi wakubhala kwaphuma futhi ukuhambelana kwamazwi lamacaco ekubhaleni ekudlalayo khona lichaye okungayisikho okubhaliweyo kukhona ukuphambanisekileyo umphathi ubaphe ukunyakaza okungayisikho.
See, and that's what's the matter today, my Lutheran brethren, my Baptist brethren, my Pentecostal brethren, all my brethren from all different denominations. That's what it is.
But futhi yilo uhlupho lamhlanje bazalwane bam beLutheran, bazalwane bam beBaptist, bazalwane bam bePentecost, lonke bazalwane bam abenhlangano ezijineyo, yikho lokho okuyikho.
See, you're trying to give a note that hit back in the days of Luther or Wesley like that, when the music sheet here shows that it's another note.
Bon, uzama ukunika inote elakhala ngemva ensukwini zika Luther, Wesley, njengalokho lapho okuyiyo iphepha lengoma lapha litshengisa ukuthi ngolunye usuku bon.
We can't live in the light of Luther. He was a reformer. We appreciate his part, but we've played that out. We're way over here at the back of the book now. See, we can't play it out like that.
Angeke siphile ekukhanyeni kuka Luther. Waye ngumguquli. Siyathakazelela eyakhe ingxenye. Kodwa sesakudlula lokho, kwedlula. Sesipheshiya ngapha emuva kwebhuku kaThes. Bona, singeke sawudlala wona njalo.
Now, the only way that you're ever going to be able to do it, my brethren, is this. And brethren of the world, or the different parts of the world, I might say, there's only one way for that director to do.
Manje indlela kuphela elizafa lenelisa ukuthi likukwanise ukukwenza khona bazalwane bami. Yilokho, futhi bazalwane bomhlaba, bengxenye ezijiyeneyo zomhlaba, ngingathi kulendlela eyodwa kulokho, kulo mpart ukuthi enze.
He has to get in the same spirit that the composer was in. Then he's got it.
Kufanele angene emoyeni ofanayo lo umlobi wengoma akade ekiwo, ngakho uselakho khona.
And when the church, the symphony itself, where the worlds are watching for these signs and wonders, when the church and the composer and the director all get in the spirit of the composer,
futhi lapho ibandla ukuhambelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleni ngokwayo, lapho umhlaba udinga lezi zibonakaliso futhi lezi mangaliso, lapho ibandla futhi lomlobi wengoma futhi lomphathi bonke bengena emoyeni womlobi wengoma.
Then when they say the days of miracles is past, it don't hit the right note. But when it gets in the right swing of it, the right spirit of it, how are you going to do it until the spirit comes down of the composer? Amen.
Ngakho lapho besithi insuku zezimangaliso zedlula akuchayi inote elihilo, kodwa lapho kungena ekwenzeni kwangakhona futhi lo moya wakho oyiwo uzakwenza njani ngaphandle kokuthi umoya wehle phansi womlobi wengoma. Amen.
Then when you say the days of miracles never pass, the symphony cries out, Amen.
Ngakho lapho usithi insuku zezimangaliso azange zedlule ukuhambelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleleni, kuyakhala kuphumisele, Amen.
When we hit say Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, the symphony cries out, Amen.
Nga sichaya sithi uJesu Kristu ofanayo izolo lamhla laphakade ukuhambelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleni, kuyakhala kuphumisele, Amen.
You shall receive power after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The symphony cries, Amen. I got it.
Liza kwamkela amandla ngemva kokubona umoya ongcwele esebuyile phezu kwenu ukuhambelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleni, kuyakhala kuphumisele, Amen. Ngilakho.
There's no more guesswork about it then. The whole symphony is right in harmony with the word.
Akusela ngitsho ukucabangela mayelana ngakho ke ukuhambelana kwamazwi lamacacu ekuhlabeleni, konke kuvumelana kanye lelizwi.
That's it. Oh, it's a magnificent thing. The director And the composer must be in the same spirit, and so must the musicians be in the same spirit to act it all out. And the world is wondering what's going on.
Kuyahamba. Yiko o kuyinto ebukekayo. Umphathi lomlobi wengoma kufanele babe semoyeni munye, futhi ngakho abahlabeleli kufanele babe semoyeni munye ukudlala khona konke, futhi umhlaba uyamangala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo.
The communism they talk about and it made me sick with it, and all this integration and everything else and segregation, oh mercy, such all this nonsense. When the coming of the Lord is at hand, there's something hitting wrong.
Isikhomanisi abakhuluma ngaso, futhi bangenza ngagula kanye lakho, futhi lalokho konke ukuhlanganisa, futhi layo yonke into, futhi lobandlululo. Oh isihawu, oh kunje konke lokho okungela ngqondo lapho ukubuya kwenkosi sokuseduzane, kukhona enye into echaya kubi.
I'm afraid that the director got the directors got out of the spirit of the composer.
Ngiyesaba ukuthi umphathi uthole abaphathi baphuma phandle komoya womlobi wengoma.
When we get that composer's spirit, that original power of God that the Bible said man of old was moved by the Holy Ghost to write this Bible, you'll see them two Chinese pieces of paper will come together just like God's Bible and a believer will come together.
Lapho sithola lo moya umlobi wengoma, lawo amandla okuqala kaNkulunkulu elathi iBhayibheli amadoda akudala afuqa ngumoya ongcwele ukubhala iBhayibheli leli. Lizazibona zona iziqephu ezimbili zamaphepha amaChina ziza kuza ndawonye njengeBhayibheli kaNkulunkulu, futhi lekholwa kuza kuza ndawonye.
Because they're both in the same spirit, they're both the same thing, they dovetail right straight together.
Ngoba bobabili basemoyeni munye, bonke bayinto nye efanayo, bayaqumana khona kanye ndawonye.
What we need today is directors. That's right. Back to the word. Back in believing, just as it said.
Esikufunayo namuhla ngabaphathi, lokho yikho. Buyela elizwini, ubuyele futhi ulikholwe lona nje njengoba latsho.
Then you see the God himself. That's the unveiling. The drama's made real.
Ngakho ubusumbona uNkulunkulu ngokwakhe, yikho ukuyembula umdlalo wenziwe wabaqotho.
Today they say, well, he's a historical God. We know he crossed the Red Sea. He did all this and he was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children.
Namhlanje bathi hawu, yena nguNkulunkulu wembali. Siyakwazi wacapha yena ulwandle olubomvu, yena wakwenza konke lokho. Futhi yena waye esithandweni somlilo kanye labantwana bamaHebheru.
What good's a God of history if he isn't the same today?
Usizana uNkulunkulu wembali engayisikho nxa yena engayisuye ofanayo namhlanje.
Man is ever glorifying God for what he did do, thinking of what he will do and ignoring what he's doing.
Umuntu hleze edumisa uNkulunkulu ngalokho akwenzayo yena, ecabange ngalokho yena azakwenza, futhi bayale lokho yena akwenzayo.
That's just in man to do that. And it's the same thing today, my brother. It's the very same thing.
Lokho kusemuntwini ukukwenza lokho, futhi yiyo into efanayo lamhlanje bazalwane bami, kuyinto efanayo.
Oh my, let's get back and get the symphony playing right. Where we the world can see. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from this earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh mina bo, asibuyeleni futhi senze ukuvumelana kwamazwi lamacaco kukhale kuhle lapho bona abomhlaba abangabona. UJesu wathi, nxa mina ngingaphakanyiswa kulumhlaba, mina ngiza kudonsela abantu bonke kimi, futhi yena ungofana izolo lamhlanje laphakade.
Let the directors get in the right spirit with the musicians and with the composer, everything will be all right. And we're no guesswork about it. We are identified with him, man.
Yegela abaphathi bengene emoyeni oyiwo. Laba hlabeleli lomlobi wengoma. Yonke into izalunga. Ngakho sesi ngakusenga umsebenzi wokucabangela ngakho sibonakaliswa kanye laye lapho.
Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
AmaHebrew 13:18 athi yena ungofana izolo lamhlala phakade.
We are identified with him in Acts 2. We are identified with them with the same baptism, same name. All he was then and all he is, all he was and all he is, we are. Exactly.
Sibonakaliswa kanye laye kumsebenzi 2. Sibonakaliswa kanye labo ngobhaphathizo olufanayo, into efanayo, konke yena ayeyikho lapho. Lakho konke yena ayikho, konke yena ayeyikho. Lakho konke ayikho yena siyikho, lokho kuyikho sibili.
Just like if I want to be a true American, I've got to be identified with everything she was, everything she is. I've got to be identified with it. If I am a true American.
Njengokuthi nje nxa ngifuna ukuba ngowemelika weqiniso, kufanele ngibonakaliswe ngakho konke eyikho, konke eyikho. Kufanele ngibonakaliswe kanye lakho nxa ngingowemelika weqiniso.
If I am a true American, then I landed on Plymouth Rock. Amen. I did. If I'm an American, so did you. You landed on Plymouth Rock with the Pilgrim Fathers.
Nxa ngingowemelika weqiniso, ngakho ngafikela ePlymouth Rock. Amen. Ngakwenza nxa ngingowemelika, ngakho lawo wakwenza wafikela ePlymouth Rock. Kanye labo baba abayizihambi.
On Plymouth Rock, when they landed out there, I was with them. So was you, everybody.
ePlymouth Rock, bathi befika phandle khonapho, nganyilabo, ngakho lawe wonke umuntu.
I rode with Paul Revere, right down the road to warn over danger. It's exactly right.
Ngakata kanye lo Paul Revere, sehla khona ngomgwaqo, ukuyamxwayisa ngengozi, lokho yikho sibili.
Right down here at Valley Forge, I crossed the icy Delaware with a bunch of soldiers who half of them didn't have shoes on.
Kona pants lapha e Valley Forge. Ngaqa pha e Delaware. Elengqoqwani kanye leqembu lamasotsha ela ingxenye yawo lalingaqokanga isicathulo.
I prayed all night with George Washington beforehand. I crossed the Delaware with a vision in my heart. We are our Americans. Yes, sir, at Valley Forge. I certainly did.
Ngakhuleka ubusuku bonke lo George Washington ngaphambili ngacapha Delaware ngilombono enhlizweni yami singabe Melika yebo nomzana eValley Forge ngeqiniso ngakwenza.
I return thanks with the original Thanksgiving fathers. I return thanks to God. If I'm a real American, I was identified there at that table.
Ngapha ukubonga labo baba bokubonga bakuqala. Ngapha ukubonga kuNkulunkulu nxa ngingowemelika oqotho ngabonakaliswa lapho etafuleni leyo.
If I'm a real American, I was identified when I stood with Stonewall Jackson. If I'm a real American, I was identified at the Boston Tea Party. Yes, sir, when we refused to have things pulled over our eyes.
Nxa ngingowemelika oqotho ngabonakaliswa lapho ngisima kanye lo Stonewall Jackson. Nxa ngingowemelika oqotho ngabonakaliswa eBoston Tea Party yebo nomzana lapho sisala ukuba izinto zidonswe khona emehlweni ethu.
Well, I'm a real American, I was identified there with that. Yes, sir. Oh my.
Kahle. Ngingowemelika oqotho ngabonakaliswa khonale kanye lalokho yebo nomzana ominabo.
I ring the Liberty Bell the first 4th of July in 1776. I'll ring the Liberty Bell here and declare that we are independent. To be a real American, I had to.
Ngakhalisa insimbi yenkululeko mhla ka 4 wakuqala kaNtulikazi ngo 1776. Ngakhalisa insimbi yenkululeko lapho futhi ngatsho ukuba sesikhululekile ukuba ngowemelika oqotho. Kwakufanele ngikwenze.
I was identified with her shame in the revolutionary. When brother fought against her, I've got to bear her shame the same as I have to bear her glory. If I'm an American, I have to be. I was identified with her. Yes, sir.
Ngabonakaliswa kanye lehlazo layo kumvukelo. Lapho umfowabo esilwa lomunye, kufanele ngithwale ihlazo layo. Njengokufanayo ngifanele ukuthwala udumo lwayo. Nxa mina ngingowemelika kufanele ngibe ngabonakaliswa layo yebo nomzana.
I was identified at Gettysburg down there when Lincoln made his speech. Yes, sir.
Ngabonakaliswa eGettysburg phansi le lapho uLincoln esethula inkulumo yakhe yebo nomzana.
I was on Wake Island. Over that bloody soldier's body, I rose in Wake Island. On Guam, I helped hoist that flag.
Ngangise Wake Island, phezu kwayo imzimba yamabutho elegazi, ngavuka eWake Island. Egaum, ngancedisa ukuphakamisa iflag leyo.
I'm a real American. Amen. All she is, I am, and proud of it. Yes, indeed. All America has been, all she is, I'm still that to be American. Everything she was, I have to be because I'm identified with her.
Ngingowe Melika oqotho, amen. Konke eyikho ngiyikho. Njalo ngiyazigqaja ngakho, yebo sibili. Konke Melika ebeyikho, konke eyikho, lokho ngiyilokho. Ukuba ngingumelika, yonke into ebiyikho kufanele ngibe iyo ngoba ngibonakaliswa kanye layo.
Same thing by being a true Christian. You have to be identified with it.
Into efanayo ngokuba ngubuKristu weqiniso kufanele ubonakaliswe kanye lakho.
I preached with Moses and Noah and warned the people of the oncoming judgment to be a real Christian.
Ngajumayela lo Mose futhi nga kumbe lo Noah futhi ngaxwayisa abantu ngokwahlulelo okuzayo ukuba ngumKristu oqotho.
I was with Moses at the burning bush. I saw the pillar of fire. I saw his glory. I was with Moses up there in the wilderness. To be a Christian, I have to be identified with everything God was. To be a Christian.
Ngangilo Moses sihlahlene siphephayo. Ngayiboni insiki yomlilo, ngaboni inkazimulo yakhe. Ngangilo Moses phezule enkangala ukuba ngumKristu kufanele ngibonakaliswe kanye lakho konke uNkulunkulu ayikho ukuba ngumKristu.
I seen his glory. I heard his voice. Don't try to explain it away from me now because I was there. I know what I'm talking about. I seen what happened. Yes, sir.
Ngibone inkazimulo yakhe, ngalizwa ilizwi lakhe. Ungazami ukucasisa kusuke kimi kathesi ngoba ngangikhonale, ngiyakwazi engikhuluma ngakho, ngibonile okwenzakalayo, yebo nomzana.
I was at the Red Sea when I seen the Spirit of God move down and part the water from one side, not through a bunch of reeds that you're trying to say that, but through about a 90-foot sea. I seen the Spirit of God. I walked with Moses through that dry ground across that Red Sea.
Ngangiselwandle olubomvu lapho engabona umoya kaNkulunkulu sehla phansi futhi usehlukanisa amanzi esuka kwelinye icele hathi phakathi kwesixuku semhlanga lokho abazama ukukutsho namhlanje kodwa pho sephakathi kwamafiti olwandle angamachuma esifica munye ngabona umoya kaNkulunkulu ngahamba lo Mose phakathi kwalowo mhlabathi omileyo ngaphesheya kwalolo lwandle olubomvu.
I stood by Mount Sinai and seen the thunder and lightning falling. I eat manna with them out there. I drink from that rock. I'm still doing it tonight.
Ngama ngasentabeni uSinai futhi ngabona umdumo lombane kusina ngadla imana kanye labo phandle le nganatha kulelo dwala. Lokho ngisakwenza lobu busuku.
I was identified with the manna eaters. I was identified with them that drunk from the rock. I was also identified when Joshua blew a trumpet and the walls of Jericho fell down.
Ngabonakaliswa labadli bemana. Ngabonakaliswa labo abanatha uvela edwaleni. Ngabonakaliswa njalo lapho uJoshua evuthela icilongo futhi imduli yeJericho yawela phansi.
I was in the lion's den with Daniel. I was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. I was with Elijah on Mount Carmel.
Ngangisemgodini wezilwane lo Daniel. Ngangisesithandweni somlilo labantwana bamaHebheru. Ngangisentabeni kanye lo Elijah entabeni Kameli.
I was a John the Baptist and before them critics. I seen the Spirit of God descending. I heard the voice of God say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in." Yes, sir, I sure was identified with him. That's exactly right.
Ngangilo Johane umpapathizi futhi phambi kwabo labo abaxothozayo ngabona umoya kaNkulunkulu sehla ngalizwa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lisithi le yindodana yami ethandekileyo yona engithokoza ukuhlala phakathi kwayo yebona umzana mina Sibili ngabonakaliswa kanye laye lokho yikho Sibili.
I was identified there at the grave of Lazarus when he raised up Lazarus. I was identified at the woman at the well when he told her her sins. Yes, sir.
Ngabonakaliswa khonale thuneni likaLazaro lapho yena evusa uLazaro. Ngabonakaliswa lo mfazi emthonjeni lapho yena emtshela izono zakhe yebo nomzana.
I surely was identified with him in his death. And I was identified on the first Easter. I raised with him from death. And identified with him in his death.
Mina ngeqiniso ngabonakaliswa kanye laye ekufeni kwakhe futhi ngabonakaliswa kupasika yakuqala ngavuka laye evele ekufeni ngibonakaliswa laye ekufeni kwakhe.
I was with the 120 in the upper room. I was identified up there with them. I feel religious. Oh my! I was identified there. I'm one of them.
Ngangilabo abalikhulu la machumi amabili endlini yaphezulu ngabonakaliswa khonapho phezulu kanye labo yey ngizizwa ngikholwa o mina bo ngabonakaliswa khonapho ngingomunye wabo.
I was identified. I got the same experience they had. I was there when it happened to be a true Christian.
Ngabonakaliswa ngaba lesenzakalo ababa laso ngangikhona ukusenzakala ukuba ngumkhristu weqiniso.
I witnessed the mighty rushing wind coming. I witnessed that. I felt the power of God as it shook.
Ngabona umoya olamandla uvunguza usiza. Ngabona lokho ngezwe amandla kaNkulunkulu enyikinya wona.
I was with them and spoke in tongues. I felt the anointing coming. I was with them. I was identified with them. When the Holy Ghost began to speak through tongues with them.
Ngangilabo abakhuluma ngendimi. Ngezwa ucubo lungena phakathi lapho ngangikanye labo ngabonakaliswa kanye labo lapho umoya ongcwele eqala ukukhuluma ngezindimi kanye labo.
I was with Peter before the critics in Acts 2 when he preached a great sermon and I was identified with him. Yes, sir.
Ngangilo Petro phambi kwabacothozi kumsebenzi 2 lapho echumayela intshumayelo enkulu ayenzayo ngabonakaliswa kanye laye yebona umzana.
And Acts 4, when they assembled together, I was with them when the building shook. At your prayer meeting, the building shook where they were sitting. I was identified there with them.
Kumsebenzi 4, lapho bebuthana ndawonye, ngangilabo lapho isakhiwo sizamazama. Ngemva komhlangano wokukhuleka, isakhiwo sazamazama. Lapho babehlezi khona, ngabonakaliswa khonapho kanye labo.
I preached with Paul on Myers Hill. Yes, sir. I was with John on the Isle of Patmos and seen his second coming.
God, chumayela lo Paul entabeni umaz. Yebo, numzane. Ngangilo John esihlengeni sePatmos futhi ngabona ukuza kwakhe kwesibili.
I was with Luther in the Reformation. I was with Wesley, that firebrand snatched from the fires when the great revolt against the Anglican Church. I was there with him.
Ngangilo Luther ekuguquleni, ngangilo Wesley leso sikhune sibhebhayo esakhutshwe emlilweni lapho umvukelo omkhulu uphezu kwebandla le-Anglican ngangikhona kanye laye.
Here I am tonight, 1964, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, identified with the same kind of group, with the same kind of an experience. I must be to be a Christian. I must stay identified where the word of God is being manifested.
Futhi nanko ngilapha lobo busuku 1964 ePhiladelphia ePennsylvania ngibonakaliswa kanye lohlobo lweqembu elifanayo kanye lohlobo lwesenzakalo esifanayo kufanele ngibe ukuba ngumKristu kufanele ngihlale ngibonakalisiwe lapho ilizwi likaNkulunkulu elibonakaliswa khona.
I'm identified with a group that feels the Spirit of God. I'm identified with a group that knows He's unveiled, that knows He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and knows that this is not a fanaticism. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm identified with that group here tonight.
Ngibonakaliswa kanye leqembu lelo elizwa umoya kaNkulunkulu. Mina ngibonakaliswa kanye leqembu elaziyo ukuthi yena uambuliwe elaziyo ukuthi yena ungofana izolo lamhla laphakade elaziyo lokuthi kayisikho kudlula amalawulo nguJesu Kristu ofana izolo lamhla laphakade ngibonakaliswa kanye leqembu lelo lapha lobu busuku.
Yet they're called a bunch of heretics, yet a bunch of fanaticism on account of the word of God.
Ngokunjalo babizwa ngokuthi liqhuku labahlubuki, ngokunjalo iqhuku lokudlula amalawulo ngenxa yelizwi likaNkulunkulu.
But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation in him.
Kodwa angilahloni ngevangeli likaJesu Kristu ngoba lingamandla kaNkulunkulu ekusindisweni futhi ngingomunye.
I'm with them living epistles I spoke of, vindicated, God veiled in human form in men and women.
Ngikanye labo incwadi eziphilayo engikhulube ngazo ziqinisiwe uNkulunkulu emboziwe esimeni somuntu emadodaneni futhi labafazi.
Oh God, in his Martha again, unveiled himself and make himself known to his people, the great king who laid aside his glory.
Oh Nkulunkulu ku-Enmofi yakhe njalo ezambula ngokwakhe futhi ezazisa ngokwakhe ebantwini bakhe inkosi enkulu leyo eyabeka eceleni inkazimulo yayo.
Yet a little while and the world won't see me no more. I'll be veiled to them, but ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even in you all the way to the consummation.
Lapho ke isikhatshana esincane lomhlaba awuyikumbona mina futhi njalo ngizabe ngimboziwe kubo. Kodwa lizambona mina ngoba ngizakuba lani loba phakathi kwenu yonke indlela kusiye kupheleni.
Changing from Luther to Wesley to on and on, from glory unto glory, I'm still the same God. Going back to the original glory. Hallelujah.
Ngitintsha kusukela kuLuther kusiya kuWesley kusiya futhi kusiya kusukela enkazimulweni kusiya enkazimulweni lokho ngingeNkulunkulu ofanayo lo owa philayo futhi ngibuyela enkazimulweni yakuqala. Hallelujah.
He has broken every denominational veil, every sound barrier, that sound that says, oh, that's fanaticism. He broke right through that. The sound that came out of there said, oh, that people are crazy. He broke right through that veil. Yes, he did.
Yena udabule sonke isimbozo senhlangano, wonke umsindo vimbayo, lo msindo othi, oh, lokho kuyidlulisa amalawulo. Yena wafohla khona phakathi kwalokho, umsindo owaphuma khona lapho wathi o laba bantu bayahlanya wadabula wadlula khona kuleso simbozo. Yebo wakwenza yena.
Oh, you can't do it, you know, but a bunch of fanatics. He broke right through that. No such a thing as divine healing. He broke right through that. Oh my, for his word said he would. You can't conquer the word of God.
Oh awungeke ukwenze alisilutho kodwa iqhuku labadluliseleyo. Yena wadabula khona phakathi kwalokho. Akulanto enjengokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu. Yena wadabula khona phakathi kwalokho. Oh mina ngoba ilizwi lakhe lathi yena uzakwenza. Awungeke unqobe ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
There he stands yet tonight, the mighty conqueror. Since he broke every Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, every other kind of a veil, he still stands among his people tonight, unconquered by traditions.
Futhi lapho yena umi ngokunjalo, lobo busuku engumnqobi olamandla selokhu yena wadabula ama-Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, lonke olunye uhlobo lwesimbozo lokhu esama phakathi kwabantu bakhe lobo busuku enganqotshwanga yimkhuba.
Let people say what they want to, do what they want to, anything they want to. God comes breaking right through that sound there.
Yekela abantu bathu abakufunayo, bayenza bakufunayo, loba yina bayifunayo, uNkulunkulu uyabuya edabule phakathi khona kulowo msindo vimbayo.
And remember, they tell me when a plane really breaks that sound barrier, there's no limit to its speed.
Futhi kumbula, bayangitshela nxa indizamtshina isidlule, sibili lo msindo vimbayo, kasisalinganiswa isiqubu sayo.
Now I'm telling you, when you break that traditional barrier, that Jesus is way back and he isn't now, when you find he's the same yesterday and forever, there's no limit to what God will do right here in this convention and show this world what they need.
Ngiyalitshela nxa udabula lo mkhuba ovimbayo wokuthi uJesu usemuva khatshana le futhi yena kakho kathesi lapha uthola ungofanayo izolo lamhla laphakade. akula kulinganiswa kulokho uNkulunkulu angakwenza khona lapha kulo umbuthano futhi atshengise lumhlaba lokho abakufunayo.
Not a world's fair, but a world revival that will be filled and baptized with the presence of the living God and Martha and Bailey himself into human flesh. Hallelujah. I believe it.
Ngachumbukiswa umhlaba, kodwa imvuselelo yomhlaba ezabe igcwaliswe futhi ibhabhathizwe kanye lobukho bukaNkulunkulu ophilayo and mofi ezimboza ngokwakhe enyameni yomuntu. Haleluya, ngiyakukholwa khona.
Broken every barrier, every veil, nothing can hide his presence.
Wephula konke okuvimbayo, sonke isimbozo, akulanto engafihla ubukho bakhe.
When people get hungry in their heart, there's a veil ready to be broke. You can just depend on that. Rend every veil by His great Holy Spirit.
Lapho abantu belambe enhlizweni zabo kulesi mbuzo esilungele ukudatshulwa, ungayama nje kulokho, wadabula sonke isimbuzo ngokwakhe umoya ongcwele omkhulu.
And here He stands tonight, the mighty conqueror. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Healing the sick, baptizing the believers. Just as He always did. He's a mighty conqueror.
Futhi lapho yena umile lobu busuku umnqobo lamandla ofana izolo lamhlela phakade esilisa abagulayo ephaphathiza abakholwayo njengalokhu yena ayehlala akwenza ungumnqobo lamandla.
Doom devils are on the run. Yes, sir. They always are when He's around.
Devele abalahliweyo bayabaleka yebona umzana bahlezi benjalo mihla yonke nxa yena ekhona.
Closing, you might say this. There was a read a story many years ago about an old violinist. He had an old violin he was going to sell. You've heard the story many times.
Ngingatsho lokho kwakule ngabala indaba iminyaka eminenge edlulayo mayelana lomtshayi wevayolini omdala. Wayele violin ababe zayithengisa layizwa indaba isikhathi esinenge.
And they wanted to sell it for a certain thing. And the auctioneer said, who will give me so and so? And I believe he's offered a few coins, maybe 50 cents or something. Going once, going twice.
Futhi babefuna ukuyithengisela into ethile. Futhi othengisayo wathi, ngubani ozangipha okuthile lokuthile. Ngiyakhola waphiwa okungamasenti. Okulutshwane mhlawumbe amasenti angamathumi amahlanu kumbe okunye ihamba kanye ihamba kabili.
Directly a man raised up in the back, he said, just a minute. He walked up and got it. Let's think if he played this. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Masinyane ke indoda yaphakama ngemuva, wathi umzuzu nje kuphela, futhi wenyuka njalo wayithatha ake sicabange ukuthi wadlala le khona umthombo ogcwele igazi owathathwa emthanjeni kaEmmanuel lapho izoni ziqunyuzwa ngaphansi kwegazi sikhululwa wonke amachatha okona.
Then when he laid it down there was a dry eye in a place. Then he said who offered him? One said 5,000, 10,000. It was priceless. Why? The old master of the violin had revealed its true quality.
Ngakho wathi eyibeka phansi kwakungela owayela mehlo awomileyo endaweni. Ngakho wathi ngubani ozakhupha. Omunye wathi inkulungwane ezinhlanu, inkulungwane ezilithumi yayingasathengeki. Kungani inkosi endala yevayelini yayambule isimo sayo seqiniso.
Oh, brother, sister, now let the master of this word who wrote it, the great Holy Spirit, rosom up his bow with love and pull it across your heart.
Oh, mfowethu, dade, kathesi, yekela inkosi yelizwi leli, lo owalilobayo lona, umoya ongcwele omkhulu, ahlikihle indandili lakhe ngothando, futhi alidonsele phezulu enhlizweni yakho.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. You'll see the full value and see the unveiled God come out in view.
Ukhona umthombo ogcwele igazi owathathwe emathanjeni ka-Emmanuel. Uzabona ukuqakatheka kwentengo futhi ubone uNkulunkulu owambuleyo ebonakala sobala.
He just the same as he was when he fell on the day of Pentecost upon the people, when he kenosed himself, emptied right into it. That's right.
Ukuthi yena ungofanayo njengalokhu ayeyikho. Yena lapho yena esehla ngosuku lwePentecost phezu kwabantu lapho yena ezenza uKenos qobo lwakhe ezithulula khona kikho lokhu yikho.
See, Brother Branham, I've tried, I've done this, that, the other.
Uthi mfowethu Branham, ngizamile, ngenze lokhu, lokhuyana, lokunye.
One day I was having a meeting at Carlsbad, New Mexico, and we went down in this big old bat den down there, and it was kind of spooky looking, and we got down there.
Ngolunye usuku ngangilo mhlangano eCarlsbad, eNew Mexico, futhi sehla phansi angena emhumeni omdala omkhulu kamalulwane, futhi kwakukhangeleka kusesabisa, futhi sehla phansi khonale.
The man, when he got down there, this place, he snapped the lights off, and oh my, you can imagine how dark it was. It's so dark you could feel it.
Futhi indoda wathi efika phansi ngale kuleyo ndawo wacitsha isibane, futhi oh mina bo ungamangala kwakumnyama kanganani khona kunje, kumnyama kakhulu wawungakuthinta.
And that's just about the way the times are getting when we see the church that fails to recognize God's word.
Futhi yiyo nje phose indlela izikhathi eziba yikho lapho sibona khona ibandla elahluleka ukunanzelela ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
When you see the daughters of Zion doing the way they're doing,
lapho ubona amadodakazi ethu eZiyoni besenza ngendlela benza ngayo.
When you see our brothers that smokes and drinks and tells dirty jokes and things is still trying to hold their confession in Christ, oh my, it's dark, it's pitch dark.
Lapho ubona khona abafo wethu ababhemayo futhi benathe futhi bakhulume insomo ezingcolileyo lezinto futhi bese lokho bezama ukubamba isivumo sabo kuKristu, oh mina kumnyama chu.
We see the sign of his coming. It's always darkest just before day. Then the morning star comes out to hail the day and hurl and show that it's coming.
Siyabona isibonakaliso sokubuya kwakhe. Kuza kuba khona. Kuhlezi kumnyama nje. Kungakasi. Ngakho indosakusa ibisiphuma ukubingelela usuku. Futhi loku zoyazisa futhi itshengise ukuthi luyeza.
Notice, in there, when they turn that off, there's a little girl just screamed to the top of her voice. And there's a little boy standing by the guide. And he's seen that guide when he switched the lights off like that.
Nanzelela, phakathi lapho. Lapho becitsha lokho. Kwakulo nkazana omncinyane owahlaba umkhosi ngelizwi lakhe lonke. Kwakulo mfana omncinyane owayeyeme eceleni komholi futhi wambona lo mholi lapho ecitsha izibane lezo njalo.
And that little sister is just about to have a fit. She's screaming, jumping up down. Oh, what's going to happen next? What's the matter?
Futhi lo dadewabo omncane wayesaqaleka nje. Wayehlaba umkhosi eseqa phezulu futhi phansi. Kuyini okuzalandela ukwenzeka? Kuyini okuluhlupho? Kuyini okuluhlupho?
You know what he screamed? He said, "Don't fear, little sister. There's a man here who can turn on the lights." Listen, little sister, you might think we're small and in the minority, but don't fear, there's a man here who can turn on the lights. That's the Holy Spirit.
Uyakwazi. Wamemezani wathi, "Ungesabi, tatomncane. Ikhona indoda lapha engaletha ukukhanya. Lalela, dad omncane. Ungacabangi ukuthi sibancane futhi sibalutshwane. Kodwa ungesabi, ikhona indoda lapha yona engaletha ukukhanya. Lo ngumoya oyingcwele."
You believe it? Let us bow our heads just a moment. I'm sorry to keep you.
Liyakukhola. Asikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana nje. Ngiyaxolisa ngokulibambezela.
O great God of heaven, unveiling yourself, unfolding yourself, making yourself known, the great King of glory, take these little illustrations tonight and let them fall down at the hearts of the people.
O Nkulunkulu omkhulu wasezulwini,
uzembula ngokwakho, uzicaya wena ngokwakho, uzenza waziwe ngokwakho. Inkosi enkulu yenkazimulo, thatha le mfanekiso emncinyane lobo busuku futhi yekele yehle phansi enhlizweni zabantu.
And may we see that unveiled one, that one who came down and rent the veil of the temple.
Futhi masibone lo owembuliweyo, yena lo owabuya phansi futhi wadabula isimbozo setempeli.
And then went right out of that veil, come right down into human veils again on the day of Pentecost. Has ever been the same, changing from glory to glory.
Futhi wasephuma khona phandle kwalesi simbozo, wabuya khona futhi ezimbozweni zabantu njalo ngosuku lwePentecost. Uhleli engofanayo etshintsha enkazimulweni esiya enkazimulweni.
And now we're right back, like all nature acting, right back to the original seed, right from one church age to another.
Futhi kathesi sesibuyele khona kanye njengemvelo yonke. Sisenza khona sibuyela kanye kumbewu yakuqala, khona kanye kusukela kwesinye isikhathi sebandla kusiya kwesinye.
And in this last stage here, here we are right back to the original thing that fell on the day of Pentecost to fulfill every scripture.
Futhi kulesi sikhathi sebandla sokugcina lapha, nanko ke silapha, sibuyela kanye khona entweni yakuqala eyehla ngosuku lwePentecost ukugcwalisa wonke umbhalo.
The light in the evening time and the works that I do shall you also, and so many things that you promised in your word.
Ukukhanya ngesikhathi santambama futhi imsebenzi engiyenzayo mina liza kuyenza lani futhi lezi zinto eziningi wena owazithembisayo elizwini lakho.
Father, if there be one here who has never broke through that veil yet, or if there be one here who's just impersonated someone who has went through the veil, give grace tonight, Father.
Baba, nxa ekhona omunye lapha ongakazi adabule edlule esimbozweni okwakathesi, kumbe nxa kukhona omunye lapha olungisele nje omunye ongene ngase esimbozweni, nika umusa lobu busuku Baba.
May they see that mighty conqueror standing here, full of grace and power to forgive. Grant it, Father.
Mababone lo mnqobi olamandla omiyo lapha egcwele ngomusa lamandla ukuxolela, siphe khona Baba.
And while our heads are bowed, would there be some in here, how many might I say that, would say, Brother Branham, I'm lifting my hand. Pray for me. Just keep your head bowed and raise your hand.
Futhi lapha makhanda ethu esakhothanisiwe, kungaba labanye phakathi lapha. Bangaki engingathi baza kuthi mfowethu Branham, ngiphakamisa isandla sami. Ngikhulekela. Woba ukhothamise ikhanda lakho nje futhi uphakamise isandla sakho.
I want to break through every veil that I can really see the conqueror. God bless you. My at the hands.
Ngifuna ukudabula ngidlule kuso sonke isimbozo, ngize ngenelise ukubona sibili umnqobi. UNkulunkulu alibusise. Oh, izandla.
Up in the balconies to the right. God bless you. Balconies to the back. Rick, God bless you. Be real honest.
Phezulu kumabhalikhoni kusedlula. UNkulunkulu alibusise. Amabhalikhoni emuva. Phakamisa uNkulunkulu alibusise lethembeko okuzwayo.
To the left, raise your hand, say, Brother Branham, I might have been a Christian for years, but really, I've never come through that veil. I've really never done it. I haven't got that what they had then.
Kwesenxele, phakamisa isandla sakho. Uthi mfowethu Branham, ngabe ngibe ngumKristu okweminyaka, kodwa sibili, angazi ngingene ngesimbozo leso. Angazi ngikwenze sibili. Angatholi lokho ababelakho le.
Today we got, I'm a hotbed plant. You take a flower that's raised in a hotbed, you have to bathe it, pet it, spray it, water it.
Lamuhla sithole ngisilimo esikhuliselwe egabheni. Thatha iluba elikhuliselwe egabheni, kufanele ukuthi ulitotoze, ulimbambathe, ulifafaze, ulithelele.
But that original plant that grows out there on the desert, same kind of a flower, looks like it. It don't get a bit of water, but no bugs get on it. It's rugged. It's a real.
Kodwa leso silimo sasekuqaleni esikhula phandle lengasenhlane, uhlobo lufanayo lweluba, lukhangeleka njengalo. Alutholi ngitsho ithonsi lamanzi, kodwa akula sibungu ezingena kuso. silukhuni, siluqobo.
Could you compare Christianity with Christianity today with what it was then? Could you imagine this group, what we call Christians today across the world, being like those was after Pentecost?
Ungaqhathanisa isiKristu kanye lesiKristu lamhlanje kanye lalokho kwakuyikho ngaleso sikhathi. Ungacabanga leli iqembu lokhu esukubiza amaKristu lamhlanje emhlabeni wonke ukuba njengalabo aba bengemva kwePentecost.
Babied and patted and from one church to another and say something you don't like, get up and walk out. No, oh, could you imagine that? No. What is the matter? It's a reproduction.
Abatotozwayo futhi bembambathwa futhi besuka kwelinye ibandla besiya kwelinye futhi betsho enye into ongayithandiyo usukume uphume uhambe futhi o ungakucabanga lokho hathi kuyini uhlupho yokulingisela.
Michelangelo that created the monument of Moses, you can get a reproduction of that very cheap, but the original.
Umichelangelo owadala isithombe sika Mose ungakuthola okulingisela khonoko kuchiphe kakhulu kodwa okwakuqala.
The one who painted the Lord's Supper, I guess that original painting would run into millions of dollars if you could even buy it. I don't even know where it's at, but you can buy a cheap reproduction of it for about $1.98. You can.
Lo owadeba isidlo santambama senkosi ngiyacabangela leso sithombe sokuqala singabiza isigidi zamadola nxa ungafuna khona ukuba usithenge. Angikwazi ngitsho lokuthi singaphi kodwa ungathenga esichiphileyo esinje ngaso esingabiza phose idola lamasenti angamachumi ayisifica munwe munye lasifica munwe mbili ungenelisa.
That's why it is today, a cheap Christian, a reproduction, just a church joiner, you can buy them out for a cigarette or a common drink.
Futhi iyo indlela okuyiyo lamhlanje umkristo ochiphileyo olingiselayo ojoyina ibandla nje ungabathenga bona ngomhlanga wegwayi kumbe ukunatha okwejwayelekileyo.
For a woman with cut hair, painted lips, you can buy her for anything in the fashions of the world, but you can't touch that genuine.
Kumbe ngowesifazane olenwele eziqunyiweyo kumbe indebe ezipendiweyo ungamthenga la loba ngani yomtsheno yomhlaba kodwa ngeke uthinte lo oqotho.
I see him in full view, the same yesterday, today and forever. Oh Christian, don't you want to be a real Christian?
Ngiyambona yena ekubonakaleni okugcweleyo ofana izolo lamhla laphakathi omkristu awufuna ukuba ngumkristu oqotho.
If there's any didn't raise your hands, will you do it while I'm just go to pray? God bless you. God bless you. Oh, that's just fine. Just look at that.
Nga bekhona abanye abangazange bephakamise izandla zabo. Lingakwenza. Yebo ke ngizakhuleka nje. UNkulunkulu alibusise. UNkulunkulu alibusise. Oh, lokho kuhle nje. Khangela nje lokho.
Our heavenly Father, thy word shall not return to thee void. You as the one made the promise. I'm only responsible for saying that you said it. I'm just repeating your words.
Baba wethu sezulwini, ilizwi lakho alikubuyela kuwe lize. Waba nguwe owayenza isithembiso. Mina ngilomlando kuphela wokuthi ngithi wena wakutsho khona. Ngiphinda nje amazwi akho.
You said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. You promised it.
Wena wathi, lo ozwayo ilizwi lami, futhi akholwe yena ongithumileyo mina, ulempilo engapheliyo. Wena wakuthembisa khona.
And Lord, we know we have them reproductions today. Many that say they believe when they don't, it shows up. But Lord, there are some genuine too.
Futhi Nkosi, siyakwazi silabo abalingiselayo lamhlanje. Abaningi abachoyo ukuthi bayakholwa. Lapho bengakholwa, kuyabonakala. Kodwa Nkosi, bakhona abanye abaqotho futhi.
I pray that you just grant in here tonight that every man and woman, boy or girl, no matter what nation they are, what color they are, what church they belong to, oh God, fill them.
Ngiyakhuleka nje ukuthi wena uzakupha khona lapha lobu busuku ukuthi wonke umfazi lendoda, umfana kumbe inkazana kungenani bengabe beyisizwe siphi bangu mbala onjani bengaba liphi ibandla onkulunkulu bagcwalise bona.
May they see the real manifestation of that same Jesus today right among us as he was at the day of Pentecost when he revealed himself for this age being the Holy Ghost.
Mababone ukuzibonakalisa koqobo kukalo Jesu ofanayo lamuhla khona phakathi kwethu. Njengalokhu wayeyikho yena ngosuku lwePentecost lapho yena ezambula ngokwakhe kulesi sikhathi esiba ngumoya ongcwele.
Seeing the words fulfilled, the prophecies come to pass.
Siphe khona sibona amazwi egcwaliswa isiprofeti zisiza ekugcwalisekeni.
We compare today what's called the Church of the World or the World Council of Churches and compare that with the promise on Pentecost.
Siyaqathanisa lamuhla ukuthiwa libandla lomhlaba ngale iKhansili yamabandla omhlaba futhi siqathanise lokho lesithembiso sePentecost.
There's no comparison at all. We cannot get our dirty clothes washed on that ticket.
Akula ngitsho ukuqathaniseka la kancane. Angeke sithole impahla zethu ezingcolileyo ziwatshe ngalelo tikiti.
But Lord God, if we'll come back to that fountain, there's a cleansing process. Then our experience in God's word will match one another. Then we can claim our possession.
Kodwa Nkosi Nkulunkulu, nxa singaphenduka kulo mthombo, kukhona isenzo sokuhlanzwa. Ngakho ke isenzakalo sethu futhi lelizwi likaNkulunkulu kuza kufanana okunye kokunye khona ke singathatha okwethu.
Grant it, Lord, tonight as I commit these people in your hands, give to each one what we have need of, Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Siphe khona Nkosi lobu busuku lapho ngibeka laba abantu ezandleni zakho. Nika omunye ngamunye lokho esikudingayo baba siyakucela ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you a lot for standing and waiting a long time. And I'm sorry I kept you to 10 minutes after 10. God be with you till I see you in the morning. I turn the service now to I suppose to match your sermon.
Unkulunkulu alibusise. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngokuma lilindile isikhathi eside. Futhi ngiyaxolisa ngiligcine imzuzu elithumi ngemva kwelethumi. UNkulunkulu abelani, ngize ngilibone ekuseni. Senginikela inkonzo kaThesu ku, ngiyacabangela kumphathi wohlelo.